Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, things are crazy around here. Chuck Norris told me he'd come on the show anytime, that he'd been listening for many years. First time I had him on, late last year. And I just hadn't thought to call him or email him since he was on with us. And then I got blindsided with this big announcement that he might run for the president of Texas, and that both parties are controlled by elite groups, and that the IRS is a fraud. And when I heard Glenn Beck was involved, that's just one of the hosts that's involved. I don't have a very high view of Beck, because he said Ron Paul supporters need to have the army used against him and are terrorists, and now he's backed off of that. But he mixes a lot of propaganda in what he does. So I was at the end of the show, and somebody brought that up, and I confirmed that Chuck Norris had said these things, was having this big simulcast today at 5 o'clock Eastern. I said I had to get to the bottom of it. So I went in and emailed Chuck, and I left at about 6. Boom, he emailed right back. We missed the email, saying, yeah, I'd love to come on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Is good for me. Is that good for you? And so we just emailed him back. This is the one day that the producer got here late in the month he's worked here. That's how Murphy's Law works. He just walked in. And so I hope they get the email confirming in time to have him on for the big announcement. As he said, there's some big announcement. Is it running for president? Is it calling for secession? Who knows? I got in here early this morning for me. And I need to just start getting in the producer email myself. I'm not bashing anybody. It's just, this is Murphy's Law. It drives me crazy. Because, here's the headline. I may run for the president of Texas. And since then, last time I did more research on what he's been saying, and it looks good. I mean, there's a global elite. They're manipulating the banks. People need to get into gold. He says he should have. The IRS is a fraud. Obama's a socialist taking over. Both parties are controlled. There's a new world order, basically. So it looks like we've done our work waking Chuck Norris up. I remember 10 years ago having police officers in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Because Chuck's got a couple places, one in Central Texas, one in South Texas, and a house up in Dallas. And, tell me about it. And then we got some contacts from Chuck Norris himself and confirmed. And I know he's been a big Republican supporter, because on the surface that obviously looks better than the Democrats are openly socialist. At least that's what they push. They're really banker bag men. So we'll see if Chuck Norris is going to be on the show today. I mean, they said, yes, we'll come on. Yes, is this time good? But they're so busy. Who knows, with 2 hours notice, if that will happen? Because obviously I can have him on next week. I can have him on this Sunday, but I want him on ahead of this simulcast today. Because he's talking about very, very exciting, very, very dynamic, extremely interesting things right now. And I want to ask him about what he means by right-wing cell groups around the country. And so we'll be discussing that and a lot more with him today. My gut is he's going to be on the show, so. He'd definitely have been on if we'd have gotten that email last night. But I guess I just need to stay here continually. Police trained nationwide that informed Americans are domestic terrorists. That's the headline in a story up on prisonplanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Alex Jones. And Rob Dew also contributed to this report. And when we come back, I'm going to go through this, because it's not just about this story saying Ron Paul and libertarian supporters and Bob Barr supporters are terrorists that want to kill police. It's also the denial, because I got a lot of emails and web posts, and I'm still getting them saying this is all fake. We've given you the names of the state police. We talked to them. They confirmed this is real. I mean, the police at the state. We called the state police office in Missouri. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins, with extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits. Improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday the 13th, 2009, an unlucky day for the New World Order. All right, Chuck Norris is coming up in about 2 hours. We also have Officer Jack McClam coming up after him to talk about the story I'm going to get into a part two on, an update, a major update on. 2 days ago, we broke the news and published the full document with phone numbers to the Missouri State Police with a standard, it was just an update, standard material that the fusion centers, the feds have set up to brainwash the police and military, are receiving at all the states. And they're moving the military into the same buildings with the state police, local police, in every regional area, 4 to 5 county areas, and in all the big cities. And then about 12 hours later the next morning, because we called that afternoon, and they said that the captains and sergeants and lieutenants and colonels were out, calling the state police in Missouri. We did call them that day. We did talk to them yesterday morning, and we put out on air the phone numbers, additional phone numbers, and the names of the state police at the Office of Intelligence with the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the governor's office that put this out. So, I mean, we gave you the names, and they wouldn't come on air. We said call them. People have been calling them, and I see it on the message boards. Yeah, I talked to Captain Hull, and I talked to Captain Holtz, and we talked to them, and they confirmed they put this out. So the disinfo operatives are all over the web posting this saying, I'm a liar, it's not real. Just like, I'm a liar, there's no New World Order, and I'm a liar, there's no Bilderberg Group, and I'm a liar, there's no CFR, and I'm a liar, and Lindsey Williams is a liar, he didn't really say oil prices, you know, 7 months ago were going to drop. Ah, just got, man, Chuck Norris right back with us in 20 minutes. Yeah, it was about 20 minutes ago we sent the email, Chuck Norris is confirmed. That is exciting. I am really, I got a little butterflies here. Not that just that it's Chuck Norris. That's the problem. I don't really get butterflies around celebrities, so I don't really bug them and hassle them and get them on as much as I could, even though it's good for the show. It's more buzz going as people learn about the liberty issues. It's that what he's talking about is rebellion against the New World Order. So I am very, very excited. Hi, Rob. We are set for 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks so much. Chuck Norris. Well, that's nice. What a gentleman. Okay, back to what I was covering. I can't handle it sometimes that people say we exaggerate when 9 times out of 10 it's the other way around. Yeah, about 10% of the time we end up overestimating what's happening with something, but most of the time, I mean, probably more than 90%, it's far worse than we say. And hindsight, if you listen to the show for years and see my films made, one of my films made 12 years ago. Wow, I keep saying I've been on air 13 years. Wait a minute. If I put up my first film in early 97, I have been making films for 12 years. I've been on air 14 years since 1995. That is just amazing. Okay. The issue here is it isn't about Alex Jones, people saying I'm a liar, people saying we make stuff up or saying we exaggerate. It's that I am sick of them lying when they never have proof that I'm a liar. Out there trying to neutralize people from waking up and finding out the reality of what's really going on in this country. But I got news for you out there. People aren't listening to your bull anymore, and they know we told the truth. And everybody's talking about revolution and rebellion to the New World Order. And it's about time. I just hope it's peaceful. So here is the new article by Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Alex Jones up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Police trained nationwide that informed Americans are domestic terrorists. A secret report distributed by the Missouri Information Analysis Center of the state, I would add that, list Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, people who display bumper stickers, people who own gold, or even people who fly a U.S. flag, and equates them with radical race hate groups and terrorists. This is merely the latest example in an alarming trend which confirms that law enforcement across the country is being trained that American citizens are a dangerous enemy. Oh, yeah, it says we're going to kill them every page. A copy of the MIAC report was sent to us by an anonymous Missouri police officer. Oh, by the way, I was busy dealing with the Chuck Norris stuff. The state police officer, one of them wants to come on. Execute that immediately. But we didn't just believe this when we had his card. We called up from a separate phone so they couldn't connect it to him and asked if he was there, and no, he was out on patrol. So that's how we also operate. But it doesn't matter. We've called the state police themselves, and they've admitted this is their document. But regardless, we're going to have him on. In fact, pull the trigger on that anytime he wants, except for during the Chuck Norris interview. Now, let me give you the names of the state police commanders over this operation, who are the spokesmen, so you can call them on the telephone. And the phone number is posted on the site. And you can confirm that it is the Missouri State Police. The denial needs to end now. A copy of the MIAC report was sent to us by an anonymous Missouri police officer. Well, it wasn't anonymous to us. We need to change that. Not anonymous. We are just protecting his identity as a source. It was sent to us by two. A copy of the MIAC report was sent to us by an anonymous Missouri police officer. Paul, please, this is a good article. I know. Just change it. Update it. A copy of the MIAC report was sent us by an anonymous Missouri officer who was concerned by its content. Well, yeah, he said in his note that I guess he's a terrorist now, basically, because he supports Ron Paul. Perhaps due to the outlandish and shocking nature of the document, some people are still having difficulty believing it's real. Unfortunately, we have confirmed that it's 100% genuine. It's bona fide. We spoke with Captain Hull, wouldn't give us his first name, at the Missouri State Highway Patrol, who told us that the MIAC strategic report is a part of a normal operations for officers to receive these periodic reports for safety purposes and to track trends or changes. That was written down by our reporter and producer, Rob Dew, on the phone with him. Hull added that the report was for the purposes of training their officers. We also spoke with Lieutenant John Holtz, who, along with Captain Hull, declined to appear on the Alex Jones Show to talk about the document. View the document below. Paul, I just want to update it that it was not anonymous. This officer had a lot of courage. One of the other officers was anonymous. Okay. Well, he said, keep my anonymity. The other guy didn't, but we are. And now we talk to him. He does want to keep his anonymity. That was an easy guess. Add that, and I want you to add a link right there to the website of the state police. Where, and then I want to put the phone numbers that are in the document. They're on the page for folks. And just shut up, liars. Shut up and stop lying, government scum. Do not deny the facts and do not deny what you've written and what you've done. When you go on InfoWars and all these other sites and lie and say, I'm making this up. That only makes people wake up that much faster when you're caught lying. The MIAC report significantly describes supporters of presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr as militia-influenced terrorists. Now, we're not saying militia are bad. They're saying militia are terrorists. And instructs the Missouri police to be on the lookout for supporters displaying bumper stickers and other paraphernalia associated with the Constitution, Campaign for Liberty, and Libertarian parties. The MIAC report does not concentrate on Muslims, but rather on the so-called militia movement and conflates it with supporters of Ron Paul, Chuck Ball, and Bob Barr, the so-called Patriot Movement, and other political activist organizations opposed to North American Union and the New World Order. Police are educated in the document that the people are an anti-abortion. Anyone who is anti-abortion, owns gold, displays an assortment of U.S. flags, or even those that talk about Zeitgeist, or, of course, the film Freedom to Fascism, view the police as their enemy and conflates them with domestic terrorists like Oklahoma City bomber Tim McVeigh, Olympic bomber Eric Rudolph, and other domestic militia groups who have been charged with plotting terrorist attacks. The demonization of militia groups is something that we have come to expect, despite the fact that the very same Constitution police officers swear an oath to defend outlines the need for a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. However, the connection of banal sectors of society, such as people who own gold, fly flags, display bumper stickers, who support mainstream political candidates, such as Bob Barr and Ron Paul, the guilt by association smear that they are likely to be dangerous potential terrorists, is a staggering alarm bell, which indicates police are being trained that ordinary Americans, not radicalized Mexican race hate groups or Al-Qaeda suicide bomber cells, are the number one domestic threat in the war on terrorism. Okay, one of the state police just gave me an email. Have you read this yet? Because it's long. What does he say he's coming on in this?
No.
Now he's not going to come on. Oh, he sent it. Okay. Okay, I can't read it here on air. It's long. Oh, he says he's going to call the show. Okay, email him back and just say call the show. Give him the hotline number. Good. I want him on. ASAP, sooner rather than later. Thank you, sir. Hey, when you email him, Rob, ask him to write us up a few paragraphs. We don't, you know, without his name, without any details about what he thinks about this. Wow. He says there are many police officers listening to you guys, and I'm proud to say some. I woke up. I mainly support Alex because supporting his products like eFoods Direct, Cola, Blue Survival Seeds. That's how he tells us how he supports us. I have to say that. I'm not going to read any more of this, actually. This is not for. Wow. This is amazing. All right. Very, very interesting. I just got too much intel flooding into me here, folks. It's just insane. All right, Chuck Norris over here, state police over there. You know, the good news is that the police and military are good men and women by and large. It's the commanders of the system that are bought and paid for by the New World Order. I mean, folks, I have famous retired generals calling here like every week, but none of them will come on the show. I mean, I just, anybody who knows how covert operation works knows the bankers are overthrowing the U.S.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 13th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9,36.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $963.29, $481.64 for the half ounce, and $240.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $963.29, $481.64, and $240.82.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who Obama is to all his pathetic supporters.
Gonna harden my heart, gonna swallow my tears.
can doubt it. A great responsibility, and we are striving 110%, attempting to carry out the duty and the great work that we have to do in the fight against the New World Order. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now transmitted over the StarGuide satellite system 21 hours a day for stations out there. 3 hours a day, Jason Burmess, 9 to midnight. Jason Burmess and the Info Warrior doing a fabulous job now inside the Central Texas Command Center. And soon it won't be behind enemy lines, because we are going to take the Republic back, one mind at a time, not through lies and psychological bondage, but by removing the blinders, lifting the scales from the people's eyes, taking the plugs out of their ears, and the gags out of their mouths. The sense of smell, to smell the stench of death in the New World Order so people can recognize evil, so discernment can flood into their synapses. We come with the red pill. We come to awaken humanity. We come to simply get the people to realize there's a lot of things going on around them and a lot of evil people that do not have their best interest at heart. Enemies that follow the God of this world, who come to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the phones up in this hour and the next hour ahead of Chuck Norris and others coming on the show today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. But I would like to hear if you're an Obama deception viewer that's seen it in the super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. It's now streaming and downloading there. I would like to get your take on the film and your brief review of it. I'd like to get your response, and a lot of you are chomping in the bit to respond to the state police documents all over the country put out by the feds, you know, demonizing the Founding Fathers, Second Amendment, saying there's no New World Order, but there is a New World Order, and admitting, oh, yeah, we're building FEMA camps and putting troops on the streets, but, you know, that really makes the crazies go wild. Oh, yeah, because we told you decades ago the globalists were setting this up. We use terrorism and economic collapse to do it, because they said so in their own RAND Corporation, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, United Nations documents. That's the thing. We're nothing special. We are nothing special. All we did was read government documents and study history and know that this is what governments routinely do and start warning people. So 1-800-259-9231. Now, reading OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development documents, more than a decade ago, reading United Nations interconference meeting documents with the OECD, we discovered a major part of the master plan that we're now entering. We'll cover this key piece of the puzzle when we get back. It ties in with Bloomberg headline, Swiss bank secrecy pressured as Liechtenstein eases bank secrecy rules. A key piece of the puzzle, straight ahead. On the other side, this is GCN.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run.
Oh, I just love it.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
We view ourselves on the eve of battle.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
You know, again, I just love this song so much that every time it plays, I have trouble cutting it off because I love the end of the song. Old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail, especially if you got that Ron Paul sticker. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. Just get that hammer down and give him hell. You know, they're about to have a national TV show air over and over again on the Independent Film Channel coming up next month. Tax Day, April 15th, it airs. And it's got me singing this in the car. That's pretty funny. So, talk about cornball. But you know what? It's real, and that's what matters. So let's go ahead and put the hammer down. Crank it up. Yeah!
Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, load it up and truck it. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
Yeah, he just died earlier this year. year. Really sad. Good stuff. That's real country music right there. I like both. I like all kinds of music, country and western. No, I mean, I just love that image. That's what we're doing here. We are just, son, put your foot down on the pedal. Never mind them brakes. Because we got a run to make. And the people are thirsty for the truth. All over the nation, all over the world, we are living the true second American revolution, a worldwide revolution against tyranny. And I know that my forebears, my forefathers, are proud of what I'm doing, looking down from heaven. I know my ancestors would be proud of me. Not that I'm perfect, and that's why in my life, you know, I try to live an upright life. I don't try to be worldly. I even feel guilty when I go out once a month and eat a big old steak or something. When I'm not working, but I do the best job I possibly can, and I appreciate my crew doing that as well, and all of you out there that are spreading the word, because we are making major headway against the New World Order more and more, and it's just so exciting, and believing we can win, knowing we can win, is infectious. And the police and the military, the establishment has reached. When they teach them the founding fathers are bad and gun owners are bad and that gun control is good and that, you know, people that have Ron Paul stickers want to kill you. I mean, literally saying this, the police aren't stupid. At least most of them aren't. You know, they're drawn from the general public, so there are a lot of dumb ones, just like there are everywhere. You can go to find dumb doctors, dumb lawyers, whatever. They try to hire thugs who are on petty power trips. But I mean, some guys are on thugs when they're young and they grow out of it. The point is most of them are just so scared to death of the citizens and that somebody's going to shoot them or kill them when statistically it's not that big of a threat. To all the other, I mean, getting run over in their squad car, getting hit by a car is a real threat. 10, 15 times, depending on the year statistics in that way. But I don't know. Just so much is going on, and I know we can win this thing. Okay, I said I was going to cover a key piece of the New World Order, and I'm going to do that briefly right now and then go to your phone calls. Charles, Freebird, Nate, John, Andrew, and others. 1-800-259-9231. Okay. You know, I didn't have all this figured out 15 years ago, 16 years ago when I was a political activist, 14 years ago when I got on air. I still don't have it all figured out. But I learn more and more every single day. And a lot of this is just pure research. And I would go read on the United Nations website, before I had to go to the library, but by the late 90s, I would go to the UN website, and I would read what think tanks were saying, and I'd go pull up the original document, and they, after, well, let me go to the root of this. Hitler was horrible, Hitler was bad. But if you study the deep history that's even in mainstream Pulitzer Prize winning books, and I've listed a lot of those about World War II, written by Germans, written by French, written by British, written by U.S., it is a documented fact. There were congressional hearings about this. In fact, there were hundreds of New York Times and Washington Post articles in the 30s, 40s, and 50s on this, and trials as well. But we covered some of that in Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Spent about an hour on it, actually, a three-hour film. That the Bush family, the Harrimans, the J.P. Morgans, and others, on record, loved Hitler. I mean, right even before he got elected, they loved him. And the reason they loved him was the Milner Group, the most powerful group out of the Bank of England that runs our Federal Reserve, they are, look, they're smart. I mean, these people are geniuses. It's why they're in control, but they're evil. They're evil geniuses. What are we doing today, Pinky? The same thing we do every day. Conquer the world. You know, everybody wants to rule the world, the song goes. Well, no, actually every powerful control freak does. And so good people stand down and evil takes over, and that's the problem in history. And so the Milner Group wrote, and these are public documents. I've read them on Coast to Coast AM. I've posted them at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They said in the... like 1920, at the end of World War I, they said, we're going to put incredible sanctions on Germany, bankrupt their old empire, even though it was the British royalty's cousins, and the Russian royalty were their cousins. They said, we're going to go overthrow Russia. They've just done that. There's stuff from 1910, 1914, 1918, but there's a bunch of documents. You can go read them. They're public. The minutes of the Milner Group, Lord Milner Roundtable Group. You know it as a CFR here in the U.S., but this was the upper echelon of that. And we will then go and pick out of all these desperate groups over there. Well, they said, number one, as we squeeze and crush them, we're going to run the fake communist revolution in Russia so the people think it's going to be a workers' paradise. We'll kill the royal cousins there, take over, so we can run all that. But then that'll be a big threat with the engine of Russia. So in the great game, as they call it, of balkanization, divide and conquer, we'll then play a fascist or right-wing movement off against Russia using the old empire. Because if we don't, the socialists and communists will take over Germany, and our own revolution will get too big for us, and we don't want all of Europe, Western Europe, falling. We just want Eastern Europe to have an extermination program. And so they created Hitler. The highest levels of British intelligence and control of German intelligence, this is on record, went and got the young army corporal as early as 1920. By the mid-1920s, they made him the leader of the Nazi Party, the royalty of Germany, including the crown prince, publicly financed him. The crown publicly financed him. The prince, who later became king for a short time from England, traveled and financed Hitler from the mid-20s. Hitler was given hundreds of millions of dollars in gold, weapon systems, even some smaller artillery, aircraft to fly around Germany. He was brought into power in 1933, and the whole time the Milner Group set him up, told him to invade Poland, told him to invade Czechoslovakia, told him to invade, and said this is going to be a greater world Germania. The king was publicly a Nazi at the time. He had to abdicate. It wasn't over marrying that woman. This is all public record, hundreds of mainstream books, encyclopedia, you name it. You know, the king heiling Hitler with Hitler and all the rest of it. They had the Netherlands go pro-Nazi, being led by Prince Bernhard, married to Queen Beatrix. Hitler was invited to invade at Dunkirk. The British all evacuated. That's why they stood the military down, and everyone noticed that, and it came out later that Hermann Goering said, bomb out past the ships, don't really bomb them, just make it look like we're bombing them. That came out. Remember that? The evacuation at Dunkirk. They only used the Luftwaffe to attack them. And that was all staged. This is all public, what you're hearing. I mean, I've literally read 50, 60, 70, 80, I don't know, more than that books on Nazi Germany and the war. I mean, the big encyclopedia ones. So, this is how they work. This is how they operate. This leads us up to today. And then Hitler, they turn against Hitler. He flips out. He starts saying, my God, they promised me this. I wasn't going to attack England. We were supposed to link up after I'd taken Europe and then knock out Stalin. And then we were going to carry out eugenics and exterminate the majority of the non-white population. That was the Hitler plan, if you didn't know. How they were going to put fluoride in the water to first pacify people, use them as slave labor, buy off their leaders, how the ops were going to work everywhere. There was a sick deal with the Rothschilds, funding him as well, that he would only let Jews escape. This is mainline books are being written by, Jewish publications about this, that they would only let Jews go to Palestine. That's why they wouldn't let them go to New York or wouldn't let them go to London. And they had to pay $1 million to the Zionists to get out, so they'd loot them. Oh, yeah. Paul Hartman's out there with his mouth hanging open. It's mainline. I can show you. Have I not always shown you everything I say? I can show you right now, Hartman. There's like major university publications coming out with it right now, and everybody's flipping out. But this is old news. So all of that went on. Hitler blows everything up, attacks, invades. The French stand down. Over 80 to 90% of their military stands down. The entire leadership were Vichy French Nazis. That's why Hitler just patrolled, came and visited. Most of the German forces left until the Allies built up. Left France. The Vichy fascist French ran France. Those were done in secret deals. That had been hooked up also with their former royalty there. They were going to talk about bringing back the French royalty. That's what the Vichy wanted. And that was supposed to happen in the greater Germania. And the main global capitals were going to be London, Paris, and Berlin, with these giant capitals that you could fit, 35 U.S. Capitol domes in. Just giant cities they were going to build. monorail, all this crazy stuff. They were going to go to the stars. They were going to build huge space stations. Hitler, you can see film footage of him with all these models of space stations and Wernher von Braun running around an Albert Sphere. Oh, it's just incredible. So, I mean, they had this big utopian Moonraker world they were going to build after, I mean, I would be exterminated because I've got Native American in me. Only pure Nordic Germanics will be alive on the planet. And then Rothschild threw in, they made a deal where certain Jews are going to be allowed to live. I mean, that's just the plan. So, all of this was set up. And then Hitler starts panicking, going, you've betrayed me. You said we were going to do a deal. They fly. Sometimes I have this moment. Who was Deputy Fuhrer? Rudolf Hess. Rudolf Hess is a fighter pilot from World War I hero. He jumps in a fighter bomber, flies into London, parachutes out over the Duke's house, lands at one of the royal palaces where the royals were actually at that time. They were on the radio, British intelligence, come here, have a meeting with us. They grab him, and he's there with all these Luciferian amulets. This is mainstream history. And he's there going, you know, you betrayed us. What's happened? And they grab him, put him in the tower till he died many years later. They move him to London, in the Tower of London. And then Hitler says, well, it doesn't matter if they betrayed us. And that's in his speeches on record. Doesn't matter if they set us up. We can't let the communists win. Launch Operation Barbarossa, sneak attack on the Russians. And so he turns towards the Russians and launches that and only uses about 10% of his force to defend against the invasion of the Allies at Dunkirk and Normandy and the rest of it. And he sends in the German forces. 10 million German troops died in that. 20 million Russians. The most hardcore fighting you can imagine. It dwarfs anything ever seen before or seen since. Just mass carnage and death. And so all of that unfolds. And they come into Europe, the globalist banks seize France, seize Germany, they set up NATO, they tried to kill de Gaulle in the 60s when he tried to throw out NATO, they wouldn't let the French have their own military, de Gaulle had to go out and say, it's a takeover, I'm not allowing this, it was actually, people had to be physically thrown out, the British and U.S. forces out of France, so the globalists would still be there, they don't give up a country they've occupied, the OECD took over Japan, took over Germany, took over all those countries. Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, you know it as the Marshall Plan. Well, that was the private corporation they set up. So I'm driving into the office at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm listening to BBC. They've got an OECD on XM, an OECD individual from the UN on, admitting that the big global master banks, but they're saying this is good, are now going to take the money, the $2 trillion out of the Swiss bank alone, of the low-level people. There's tens of trillions in there. You notice the accounts they've been grabbing out of UBS are like people that have 1 million, 5 million, 10 million. They're just robbing the nouveau riche right now. Luxembourg has fallen. They're going after the Caymans, but selectively. Because remember, the big banks that have these are actually running the regulators. So they're just selectively going after. Austria is announcing they're going to turn over anybody the government says. Go into your calls in a moment, but I want to just finish up with this. Swiss bank secrecy pressured as Liechtenstein eases bank secrecy rules, Bloomberg. See, so now you have this global government where you'll all have cashless, you know, cards that you buy and sell with. And even if you pay cash, they're going to swipe your card with a new sales tax they're now proposing because it's going to be graduated. And it's just total world government where you have a cashless ID card, got a thumbprint or face scan to identify as the code key to use it to stop identity theft. That's their, you know, what they claim. And this will be total control, everything controlled by the bankers. This is it. Total, final world domination. And that's how slick they are. They produced Hitler like a movie script, like a film. Went out and went through all the hundreds of little disparate groups and built him up, created him, set him up, had the king come meet with him. We're going to do this. We need you to do it. You have the courage. Set him up. Set it all up. Had the Bushes try to take over here and set up martial law, but the Marines, Spedley Butler they hired, the top Marine, Brigadier General refused, blew the whistle. So very complex things that happened here, but they're making another move right now. Switzerland, where banks manage 27% of the world's offshore wealth, may come under increased pressure to water down bank secrecy after Liechtenstein and other countries agreed to help in the fight against tax dodgers. And whatever the feds want, they just get. They just dial right into your account. Liechtenstein said today it will comply with the standards of transparency and information exchange set by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. That's your real global government right there. And seek agreements with other nations to shed its status as a rogue tax haven. Stay with us. We'll be back with your calls.
Phase one of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I'd die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll.
The Obama deception dropped less than 48 hours ago. Super high quality if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and you get to see at least 2 hours a day here. Some of the days I do 4 hours. Some days I only do an hour and a half, but it averages out to about 3 hours a day usually. And then Burmese does all 3 hours on his new show at PrisonPlanet.tv from 9 to midnight, also simulcast on Genesis for affiliates out there that want to pick it up. But yeah, we just confirmed Google Video stopped showing the views to their videos. They stopped putting it on their main page. Now they hide where Google Video is because we would always be number one there. Guess what? The Obama deception is number one on Google Video. Millions of people have seen it, but it's number one, ahead of Jon Stewart. Doesn't matter. They've got it hidden, but the folks have still found it. So you can watch it for free right now, but I've seen all these horrible, horrible, horrible encodes all over the web. I don't understand. It's almost DVD quality at prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. I want people to rip it to the four winds. And I see people put it like in letterbox or a smaller box on YouTube. Why? I mean, I just want it to be seen like it's meant to be seen. I want to give it out for free. It's just not as effective the way I see it all over the web. So we're trying to find somebody that has a nice, clean encode somewhere that we can link to at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I'll link to the crud Google. That's right. 2 days after my film's out, I'm going to link to it for free for you. Because all I want to do is have it be seen, but don't take it for granted. Buy the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. That's the way to have it. Charles in Louisiana, always love hearing from you. Charles, what's up?
Let me ask you a couple of questions, because of your knowledge. There was a bill called H.R. 875 about the farmers. Did you know anything about it?
Yeah, that's the one that would put massive restrictions on organic farms?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Did that pass? Do you know?
No, I don't know if that passed. I can't keep track of it all, actually, anymore. But I do have this article. Henderson urges caution on community gardens. And says allowing people to have gardens could be a problem because they might grow pot. See, we're all prisoners here. And this is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I've got other ones around the country where they want to inspect your home garden, guilty until proven innocent.
Yes, sir.
So there you have it. I mean, they're just cracking down on anybody having their own food.
Yes, sir. And I want to ask you a question. I'm just kind of stressed out today. I've been up late last night praying about this. Do you think, this is going to sound crazy, do you think the American people will stand up for this country? I'm scared they won't. I'm scared it's going to be like New Orleans.
I don't know. That's why we're racing and trying to reach every person we can.
But they don't want to go to prison, believe me. They don't want to do that, Mr. Jones. If they go, they're finished. I mean, they don't have no idea what prison really is.
Well, see, they're going to stage riots and then set up FEMA camps and have it with news cameras and nightly movies and basketball and say how much fun it is to be in the camp to set the precedent. We have to beforehand warn folks about how they're going to acclimate us to the camps. Remember, years ago I predicted how they would acclimate us to the camps.
I remember that.
Because the Nazis did the same thing. The Nazis did the same thing. I mean, I made a film about it 10 years ago. The Soviets did it. We know how they put you in camps. They advertise how great the camps are.
The thing about the Obama tape, I want to say, that if everybody would send Obama tape to the state Supreme Court justices, it would help out. They won't hear no cases on them. I talked to Miss Arlene when it was Bowen versus... I forgot the name, but I talked to her. She did, when I didn't hear her.
Well, stay there, Charles. We'll be back in 70 seconds. And, you know, state reps, everybody, the Obama deception must be seen. It's up to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1 hour from now, Chuck Norris with huge announcements is due on this show. Bob Chapman coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to go to your calls right now. Charles, finish up with what you were saying, sir.
Well, I want to tell you, you're coming loud and clear today. It's been the first time on the radio coming in clear during the day. But the bomb thing, if we can send this to the state Supreme Court justices and all the rest of the justices, get this out. And then when we face them, we know that they know. You understand? We got to shame them. And we should have contempt for these judges not wanting to hear the cases. And I'm telling you, people arm yourself with newspaper clippings of articles, these tapes. Wake your neighbors up because you're going to need them. This is the only thing you got to fight with. I mean, it explains everything. Mr. Jones explains it all. You don't have to do nothing but give it out. Now, I know y'all might think, well, old Charlie likes Jones, he gives out tapes, but this is a thing you fight with knowledge. This is the only thing you got to fight with right now, and if you don't fight with this now, when the time comes, you're going to be by yourself. You're going to be out there by yourself, but if people know the truth, they'll understand what you're doing.
I hear you, my friend. Good to hear from you, Charles. Freebird in Georgia. Freebird, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Alex, and the work you're doing.
Well, go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Well, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and the main reason I'm calling is to I've already got your Obama film on order. I've got my burner ready, and I'm ready to go. But the biggest reason I'm calling is about Georgia Senate Resolution 327. I'm trying to get the word out to all Georgians that reaffirms the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. I've been following up on the sovereignty movement, and right now there are 33 states that are in motion with this. And if Georgians can hear me, you need to let your senators know about this so we can move on with this.
Absolutely. And it was narrowly defeated in New Hampshire, but the point is the idea is introduced. We've done our duty. The people understand the states created the feds, and many states have passed or are passing. Remember, 14 states previously did it in the 90s. They just need to enforce it.
Well, I'm really excited about this because this is a brand new. Georgia was one of the group that had the old resolution, and now they're reaffirming the new resolution, which I think is a statement that the people are energized here, and they're looking for real change, not fake change.
And we may not pass it this time. The point is we are awakening people. We are fighting. It's like the first time you try to bench press 300 pounds, you can't do it. But over time, you get to where you can.
That's right. Well, that's all I'm really going to say. I do like the Jerry Reed song. I'm going to fire up my old Trans Am.
Take care, buddy. Let's talk to Nate in Maine. Nate, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Nate.
I just wanted to talk about that that New World Order letter that you were covering earlier. It sounds a lot like right out of Project Megiddo, doesn't it?
That's right. Put out by Janet Reno to demonize the Patriot Movement.
Where they say if you talk about the New World Order or a U.N. takeover or
a second coming of Christ.
Exactly.
And then she went on 60 Minutes. She said she went on 60 Minutes and said, if you're a Christian that believes that Jesus is coming back, you are a dangerous cult member.
A terrorist. Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And that your new film, The Obama Deception, I just got to say, that is great for both sides, people in and outside of this movement, because I notice for people inside this movement like me, it gives you a lot of good ammo to just go out with the knowledge of look who's behind this guy. Don't look at Obama. Look at who controls Obama.
Yeah, it's waking up a lot of Obamanoids right now, but other ones won't refuse to watch it and just say, racist, racist. It's nothing to do with Obama's race. You know, we don't get into the whole Kenya thing, any of that. I'm not saying that's not important. The point is we don't cover that. We cover the fact that he's lied about everything he said he'd do, and he's a globalist, and he's bringing in world government. We appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead from John, Matt, Charles, Brad, and others. And then Bob Chapman, and then with big announcements about Texas seceding and a lot more, Chuck Norris, 55 minutes away. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chapman is coming up here in just a few minutes, but let's continue with your phone calls as promised. Loved hearing from you. Let's talk to John in New Jersey. John, you're on the air.
What's up, Alex? How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I got a couple questions for you. This is the first time I got to talk to you, so I'm trying to get these out here. First off, you know, I couldn't wait for the Obama deception to be free, so I went and bought it. You know, it's a great movie. I'm trying to figure out how I can get people outside our movement to sit down and actually watch this and, you know,
well, you just say, hey, you like Obama? Wow, yeah. Check out some of the people that are in his administration and tell them, hey, this film exposes Bush, which it does, and just get them to watch it.
Yeah, of course. That's the easy one. Freaking crucify Bush. Another thing with this Missouri State Police watching out for, you know, people that believe in Ron Paul, you think it has anything to do with the fact that the Campaign for Liberty regional conference is March 27th through March 29th in St. Louis, Missouri at the Millennium Hotel?
Absolutely. But, you know, my dad just popped by the office, and he's a professional, and the feds are out brainwashing and the state police out brainwashing everybody. He said at continual, you know, every year, dentists have to go back for more training through the state, and they're all there telling him, look out for gangs. He just came in the office during the break to tell me this.
He said, and what are gangs? They're sororities and fraternities, any group that is secret. And so they're just saying the entire American people basically are terrorists. And so my dad just dropped by to give me that piece of intel. This just happened to him in his continual education last week. So it is just full tilt brainwashing. Basically, having a garden, talking to your neighbors, it's all terrorism. Just red, white, and blue's terrorism. Any freedom is terrorism. Second Amendment's terrorism. George Washington's a terrorist. Ron Paul's a terrorist. Alex Jones is a terrorist. Anybody that doesn't want socialism's a terrorist. Anybody that doesn't want to attack other countries is a terrorist. Anybody who has political thoughts is a terrorist. And that's what the communists and the Nazis and Pol Pot did that in Cambodia. They just killed anybody that wore glasses. Anybody that had fillings meant, you know, that they had enough money that they were educated had to die. And, I mean, it's just not going to work here. They're trying to just have a total shutdown, a chilling of free speech, so everybody's afraid and doesn't talk to their neighbors. Because through the NSA and everything, they have computers listening for keywords. They know the majority of the American people are now talking about the New World Order. So they're telling police, this is evil. Anybody that talks about it is bad. And the cops are going, what do you mean? It's all over the news we're having a world government. You mean you're not allowed to talk about it? And they go, that's right. It does exist, but it's bad to talk bad about it, and you're a terrorist that wants to kill cops if you do. So, I mean, it's just the most base, mindless, guilt by association, chilling effect, demonization, and it's not going to work.
Alex, I got one more thing for you. I live in New Jersey, and I've been pretty much calling my congressman, Leonard Lance, every day, telling him that he will be a one-term congressman if he does not support H.R. 1207. You know, I think that's very important. I understand our legal system's flawed, but this is at least gives us some leeway and gives Dr. Paul a chance to get the truth out, to get rid of the Federal Reserve. But I don't have access to Dr. Paul. I know you do. I know you talk to him very often. I listen all the time. Get this guy to run for president with Dennis Kucinich. I mean, just tell him out the door. Just be like, look, you know, he'll have enough backing this time. 3 years from now, 4 years from now, he will have enough backing.
I think Ron Paul's probably going to run for president again.
Oh, man, we need him, man. We need him desperately. And you know what?
Yeah, I hear you, but we don't want to wait on him. And he'll tell you, don't wait on him. The state level, local level, just get the word out so people know who robbed him, who the bankers are, and how it happened. I appreciate your call. Now, we're going to go to Matt and Charles and Brad and Ian and others from England and Canada and Washington and Texas and everywhere else. But I want to go ahead and bring Bob Chapman up. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour until Chuck Norris joins us. I think we're 20 minutes coming up. Need to nail that down. With special announcements, I've got some interesting questions for him as well. But going to Bob Chapman. Bob, good to have you here with us, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Well, thank you very much, and here I am again on Friday.
Out of the gates, I'm sure you've seen it. What do you think of the state police federally written document that basically says that anybody that supports the Second Amendment, buys gold, believes in a North American Union, flies an American flag, you name it, is a terrorist?
It's incomprehensible, but it's what to be expected from the people who control our federal government, at least. And it's going to go on, and it's going to continue to go on, and it's going to get worse.
I know it's backfiring, though, with the police, because they've been educated like the general public, and they know all of this is real, and then they're being told that the Libertarian Party, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, anybody with a bumper sticker, they're terrorists. I mean, that's not going to work.
No, I think you're right about that, and it's a loss in credibility by the people who are shoving this down their throats. And quite frankly, it's good for us. But they're not going to give up. Again, they've got the police in the middle. And anybody who works for the government job or under a government contract, in a bank or brokerage house, an insurance company, they got them all up against the wall. They're trying to squeeze them. And it is not going to work. People will go so far and they'll say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that anymore. And they're pushing the police, you might say, first, so to speak. And I don't think the police are going to rebel. They're just going to say, hey, look, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. That's wrong.
Absolutely. Have you had a chance to read the state police document yet?
No, I have not.
Well, we even called the state police, got the names of the officers
got them to admit that it's a real document. It mirrors many others we've seen. Lieutenant John Hotz, H-O-T-Z, wouldn't give us his first name. The other guy was Captain Hull, just Captain Hull, with the Missouri Office of MIAC. And people are still trying to deny it's even real. Even though we put out their names and phone numbers, you can call them. What do you think about that level of denial, Bob?
I think they're frightened. Again, I think they're frightened more than anything else about their job. Again, they're in a vice, and the federal government's trying to shove something that's ridiculous down their throats to be laid upon the public, and they like their jobs. They are devoted to their careers, most of them, and some of them are very, very fine people. And they're frightened. I don't think they know what to do. It's a great intellectual challenge. And, you know, if they step out and say, goodness gracious, we can't do this, the federal government's going to come down on them like a ton of bricks. So they try to stay in the shadows, trying to stay out of harm's way.
Yeah, I had one state police officer send me a letter saying that just because he talked about Ron Paul and the Constitution during the campaign, Homeland Security came in and interviewed him to basically ask if he was a terrorist.
Well, that's what they can expect from the federal government and the people who control it. And push is going to come to shove. I think the sovereign state movement could bring that to a head. It's probably one of the most powerful things that's happened in years. And if enough states get behind this thing, then I think Washington is going to have serious problems.
Well, take Madagascar. The government was clearly oppressing the population, so the public rebelled, and the government was going through with the military killing pockets of citizens, and then overnight in the last 2 days, the military turned against the government and is now marching with the people to overthrow that island nation's leadership, which has been very stable the last few decades. So, you know, they're very, just like Romania with Ceausescu, they're very, very worried about their own enforcers waking up. I mean, we have a bunch of Bernard Madoff criminals running the banks, openly looting us of $9.7 trillion, openly collapsing the economy by design. The police are figuring that out, and the system is trying to brainwash them against liberty because criminals run the federal government. So, of course, the criminals are going to tell their enforcers that the good people that are trying to bring the criminals to justice are bad.
Well, I think the cover-up on Madoff is so obvious. They allow him to stay in his apartment, and then he admits to certain crimes, I guess, with 11 charges, and now he's going to go off to prison. He'll be sentenced here shortly, and my guess is after he's in there a year or two, they'll find a reason to let him go for some sort of thing. But the most important thing is he and the court and the government and Wall Street are covering up for hundreds of other people who are involved. And where did all the money go?
Well, they're saying one man ran a $50 to $100 billion Ponzi scheme, and they don't know where the money is. Yeah, one guy ran it, sure.
Yeah, impossible. I was in the brokerage business in Wall Street for 28 years, and that doesn't happen. And everybody knows what goes on. Believe me, that's a very close business, just like anything else, like advertising or insurance. And, you know, everybody knows each other. You have your trade organization, so to speak, traders associations, stockbroker associations. And so you don't do something that you're not supposed to do without other people knowing.
Well, now all these other Ponzi schemes for $5 billion, $10 billion, $20 billion are popping up right here in Texas with all these people tied into intelligence and George Bush and Israel.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I've been getting some real strong intel. It's coming out tomorrow in the forecaster about, things to do with Israel and some of the things that they're involved in. I'm sure you saw and maybe have talked about Mr. Freeman, who gave up the possibility of having being head of the National Security Council because he had said objective things previously, and the Israeli lobby got him disqualified, so to speak.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about the economy when we get back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. Ooh. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, the OECD, that is what people know as the Marshall Plan, is the big holding group of the New World Order that bankrupts the third world countries all over the planet and then sucks the cash in. They're now running around Luxembourg, Switzerland, Austria, and many other countries just terrorizing them, saying, we will selectively tell you whose Swiss bank accounts to turn over to us. And it's all the smaller, million, 5 million, 10 million, because we've seen them seize 50-something thousand accounts from UBS, one of the biggest Swiss banks. Now, that sounds big, but all the big money's left alone. More selective enforcement by these guys, by these Madoffs that run everything. Bob Chapman, your take on all this.
Well, I think it's an effort to, in time, whittle down the bank secrecy in all of the countries that have it. And what they also do, and I have seen them do firsthand in places like Bermuda, the Bahamas, and Caymans, they will go to the elected personnel in that country, and they will tell them in terms that they understand that if you don't do what we want you to do, we cut off all your communications, all of your internet, all your postal facilities coming into the country, your access to banking in the United States, which is, of course, a key point, and we'll make sure that you don't get any more tourists, and we'll pay you X amount of dollars for doing this. And that's exactly what happened in the Bahamas, because I lived there. And I know all the players, and I know how it happened, and so that's what they do, and they've done that to Andorra and Liechtenstein in Austria, and Switzerland and Liechtenstein, and so they want to put them out of business. They want people to be able they want to be able to access the assets of every person in the world. And the reason why is that they think it belongs to them. This is the sociopathic mindset. And they will continue to pursue that until they win or they get destroyed. And if you put all these other things together that are going on, like we just discussed about the police and everybody being terrorists, it isn't going to work. And you've said that yourself. And I believe that. I think we're going to win and win big. It might be very painful. It'll be very interesting to see what Switzerland does next. Now, what the U.S. government has been doing secretly, and this will come out later, is that the Treasury has been selling Treasury paper, bonds, bills, notes, to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve makes money out of thin air and pays the Treasury, immediately monetizing the money, making it inflationary as the U.S. government puts it into the market for whatever, or into the economy. At the same time, the Fed takes the bonds and either lends them out or sells them into the market, monetizing them, which is very inflationary. Now, what the Swiss have done in the last couple of days has started to do the same thing that the U.S. government has been doing. And I think that all of the nations are going to do that. In fact, what the Swiss did is they went in and they bought corporate bonds out of the market. And that's highly unusual. And the Swiss are trying to keep their currency on an even level, so to speak, with the euro, so that they won't have a competitive disadvantage if the euro continues to go lower, because the Swiss franc was not going lower. It's one of the stronger currencies in the world. And so they were trying to keep it at that level. And in the last couple of days, the Swiss franc has gone down in value a bit, but I think that will be rectified because the Swiss still have plenty of gold, and if they want to use it, they can to back their currency if they choose to do that again. And so this is the kind of ball that the United States has been playing for years. I mean, we just didn't know it, you know, back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s. The communications weren't there. And even through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, only a handful of us knew what was going on. And today, lots of people do, and that's because of you, Alex, and other shows like this that are going all over the world and telling people the truth, and people are acting on this stuff everywhere. Believe me, governments all over the world are having problems because of the information that we're putting out.
Well, a lot of globalist governments are falling right now as people figure out that everything's... The global government is a bunch of banks. They want to bring in a world cashless society so they can control everything. Interest rates, taxes, nobody can run, face scanning to travel anywhere. This is their program. This is their plan. Let's talk more about what's happening with the stock market right now, getting a bounce, which you predicted before, kind of a dead count, a dead cat bounce. And then take some phone calls as well. For Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The sun is going to burn into a cinder.
And the sun is going to burn into a cinder.
Before
we ever pass this way again.
And we're going to ride.
And we're going to ride.
We're going to ride.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds.
The Obama Deception is now out, ladies and gentlemen. You can download it in super high quality or watch it in super high quality streaming, DevX, you name it, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get it in the high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the live TV show coming up with Chuck Norris and myself here in about 25 minutes. We simulcast the last 2 hours. Jason Burmis now out of my studios 9 to midnight on Genesis, simulcasting all 3 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, his is now out of print, mine's about to be. Hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews I've done, special extras. There's going to be a new Obama film for the PrisonPlanet.tv members with all the extras we had from the film that isn't even going to be on the DVD, coming out in about 3 weeks at PrisonPlanet.tv. In April, it'll be 5 years that we've had PrisonPlanet.tv. And I do let you, with your passcode, share it with six people.
And, boy, I can tell that because we've had like 50,000 downloads of the film. And that's a lot more. That's what, like six times the members or something we've got. So people are certainly sharing their passcode to get into PrisonPlanet.tv or get the best high-quality DVD and the beautiful cover and everything. You can get them as low as like $8 a piece at Infowars.com right now or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Let's not forget folks listening out there who don't have computers, who don't get on them a lot. You can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And another great sponsor that makes this show possible is ILikeVitamins.com. ILikeVitamins.com. And these are the organic form vitamins. A lot of the stuff you buy at the store is chemical. It's not the real vitamin. ILikeVitamins.com. www.ILikeVitamins.com. It is difficult to make sure your body gets the nutrients it needs with a hectic schedule. Until now, go to ILikeVitamins.com and get your 10-in-1 vitamin supplement today. It has multivitamins and minerals, a cardiovascular formula, a stress formula, a super antioxidant formula, an immune enhancer, an energizer, a memory and mood enhancer, a digestion aid. It has a vision support formula. It strengthens bones and joints. Best of all, it tastes great. With a money-back guarantee, there's no reason not to place your order today. Remember to go to ILikeVitamins.com or click on the banner at JonesReport.com today to get all of the nutrients your body needs to start living a healthier life. ILikeVitamins.com. Okay, and don't forget to visit our good buddies, excellent financial and world newsletter, InternationalForecaster.com. I want to go to calls here. They'll be all over the map, but that's fine, Bob. You're a big boy. Can talk about all subjects. Very informed. You know, you predicted a few weeks ago, well, a month or so ago, that gold would run back up to 1,000, and you said it'd probably drop a little again, but then start racing back up. And I believe from memory you said that then you think it's basically to the moon from there. And you also said that you thought there'd be several more bounces in the stock market, but would finally go down to about 4,000. It's gone down in the 6,000s, now up to 7,000 again. Revise, extend your remarks. Any other comments on that, Bob Chapman?
Well, we've just in the stock market and the Dow gone from a shade under 6,600 back up to the 7,100 area. And that's not unusual. Markets don't go straight down or straight up for that matter. And so they kind of bob and weave through. And the market today is trying to test 7,264. And it's about... probably 70 or 80 points away from that. Now, it'll probably reach it today, intraday, or next week. And I believe it'll fail to go higher at this time. There's just too many negative things out there on a fundamental basis. And I think it will go back down and test that 6,600 area approximately. And that's normal as well. And, you know, you have a lot of professionals trading in the market, and they trade all day, every day, and they make markets move. Government makes markets move as well. And I think that the government has lost control of the stock market. Their influence on making any intermediate term impact. They can come in if the market's going down and hold it up for a while, perhaps a day or two. But that's about it. And so we're headed back down to 1066. I think before the end of the year, we'll be down to 5,500, maybe even 5,000. We could conceivably be lower because the scandals and the lies and the condition of the economy and unemployment just continue to deteriorate, and they're not going to get any better. And we hear people from banking institutions and Wall Street saying, well, if everybody does it, what they're supposed to do, Jamie Dimon or J.P. Morgan, Chase seems to think that things will be okay by the end of the year. And this is the same guy who told us just a little over a year ago that all our problems would be over by June. And, of course, he was wrong. And they're all wrong, and they know they're going to be wrong, but they got to lie. And that's part of this game. And so the market is going lower.
Bob, will the seven...
If you're in the market, except for gold and silver shares... Get out. If you've got annuities and cash values policies, the value of your holdings are going to go down. If you're in pension funds, the value of your pension fund is going to drop. And there's no two ways about it, and there's no way to get around it.
The $787 million federalization package, known as stimulus package, some are saying, a lot of mainline economists are saying that they think it'll do a boost for 6 months, a year, but then things will just continue to plunge. And that's only for the markets will it make them go up a little bit, but then in the real economy, things are still shutting down at an even accelerated pace, and all the numbers on housing starts and retail and homes that are upside down show that. Do you agree that this may boost things for a while, or from what you're saying it won't?
Well, on the short term, no, because they laid most of the money into next year. Being politicians that they are and in office, they want to get reelected. So the thrust of what's going to happen in the economy from the stimulus package will be felt next year. So we can assume that there's a good chance that the Dow could sell down to, say, 5,000 this year. It's possible, maybe even 4,000. And I've said before, I think if we stop at 4,000, we're going to be lucky. We could have somewhat of a minor renaissance next year that might last for 6 months. And let's say that the Dow is at 4,000, it might rally back up to 5,500 or 6,000.
Because that's what Wall
Street stay there.
That's what Wall Street likes. They like to run it up and down to consolidate wealth.
Well, they all want to make money. That's all they think about.
Let me change. Go ahead.
Of course, with gold, this is the fourth time it's tested 900 again. It's selling around 930 today. The same tremendous shortage of gold and silver coins and bullion exists worldwide. It seems that an awful lot of people are out there buying what they can get their hands on. The U.S. Mint says again that they don't have blanks to make the gold coins, and that they're never, probably never again going to make the smaller denomination coins of a tenth or a quarter or half an ounce. And so the shortages are still there, yet, but gold seems to be languishing between 900 and 1,000. That's not going to last forever.
Well, that was my
going up. It's your only insurance policy.
That was my next point, is that having the nouveau riche Swiss bank accounts and other secret accounts robbed worldwide, it's become very retail, where the elite only did this in the past, but now people that aren't even making $1 million a year or $500,000 a year have been putting a lot of money, even after taxes, just because they didn't trust our banks overseas. Now it's being raided. I've even seen reports that that is going to put more pressure on these people to go into the true safe haven, physically held gold and silver. So it looks like having $2 trillion, as the BBC's reported, being now diverted quickly out of Switzerland alone, I would imagine that's going to drive up gold.
Without question, because the best currency in the world is the Swiss franc. And if people are going to be pulling money out of the Swiss franc or out of Swiss banks, which is legitimately there, that's going to create a problem. There's no place else for them to go except for gold. And you've been seeing this for 10 months in the physical part of the market. And it's going to continue. And, of course, this business with the U.S. not printing coins or minting coins is balderdash. Look, they don't want gold in the public's hands. This is what that's all about. Because gold is real money. And for those, quote, their terrorist enemies who are buying these coins and bars worldwide are the very people, the worst possible people who could have this in their hands as far as the Illuminists are concerned.
Well, I heartily agree with you on that. Bob Chapman, I want to take a few calls, but before we do that, this is just in. I said back on, what was the mass shootings, Tuesday, in Alabama and in Germany, I said guaranteed, because it's 99% of the cases. When we said that, we're not just saying that. They're on psychotropic drugs and in special psychiatric care, normally at military bases or tied into the government. Turns out the guy in Alabama was tied into some military program, was in a, quote, police training program, and was in some type of psychiatric care. Now it's been confirmed by the Associated Press. Psychiatric drug use of German shooter confirmed. And it says, Kreschumer withdrawn from depression treatment. And this is from the AP. Associated Press, police investigator Siegfried Mahler states on the record that the shooter underwent severe treatment sessions for depression at a psychiatric clinic and was prescribed a session of outpatient therapy, which he never began. Thus, the shooter was on psychotropic medications and then quit using them, which causes the total psycho behavior. You got to go off this over several months, folks, according to the doctors. This created a classic antidepressant withdrawal crisis, which is exactly what leads to extreme acts of violence against the self or others. So we were right about that again, Bob Chapman.
You sure were, unfortunately. And this is going to continue. And that's the way they set these things up and scream gun control, gun control. And you see the stuff that's coming down the pike and what they want to enact. And we're going to have to fight them every step of the way, especially.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I just forget all these stuff. I just forget all these top stories I never cover. The AP last night I saw with horror. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it. And I'm trying to look for it here in my stack. It's up on Infowars.com.
I'm running that tomorrow morning in the International Forecaster as well.
So you know about it. The Justice Department has now announced that they are going to move for gun registration, shutting down gun shows, only able to buy one gun at a time. In, quote, the southern and western states because of some of the guns getting into Mexico. So they make the drugs illegal. It makes the crime rate explode. And now they're announcing because of Mexico collapsing, they've got to restrict our guns here in the U.S. It's Associated Press, and I'm digging around for the article right now, but you've seen it.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is that this business of guns getting into Mexico, no matter where you are, if people want to get weapons, they're going to get them.
Well, I mean, as if cocaine dealers aren't going to get them. Guys, reprint that for me. Just Google more gun control. Government says gun control needed for Mexican crisis. Because I want to ask Chuck Norris about that. And I just can't keep track of this anymore. Oh, here it is. Department of Homeland Security proposes U.S. gun laws to fight Mexican drug cartel violence. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, and he links to the AP.
You know, it's funny. If you want to get something in the way of hardware in Mexico, you go to the police and they'll sell it to you.
Oh, absolutely.
And don't laugh and don't question it because it's true.
Well, you know, the establishment knows this. And everywhere where they ban guns, Mexico, Chicago, New York, they have the highest crime rates in the world. I mean, it's so simple. And the establishment knows this. My head is just spinning here. Let's talk to Laura in Montana. You're on the air with Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com.
Thanks for having me on. I'm a first-time caller. I have a question, actually two questions I hope you can answer, Bob. I'm calling about the mark-to-market rule. As I understand, it is essentially marking assets or even derivatives on the books to the current market value. And I heard it came into being last year. I'm wondering if that's true. I'm just thinking, are they wanting this gone so that if their book value is higher, even though it's phony, it means the stocks will go up?
Well, your synopsis and your facts are all correct. And mark-to-market has been used for a couple of hundred years in the stock market and in corporations. And about a year and a half ago, the Treasury Department and the SEC told companies to a value at a reasonable price illiquid investments, because if there was no market, the companies had to guess at what they were worth. And that has led to a false financial impression of what the assets are really worth. If you've got a collateralized debt obligation bond, which is full of mortgages, and it was sold as AAA, and it really now is like BBB-, and though the mortgages, which might be parts of thousands of mortgages within that bond, are really worth 15 cents on the dollar, what's happening is the owners of those bonds, corporations, pension funds, whatever, they're marking them to a guess at the market, which might be 80 or 75 or 65, 70%, when in fact they're worth much less. Now, the Treasury Department, the United States government, the SEC, doesn't want them to discontinue doing that. They don't want it marked to the real value in the market, because that would be 15 cents maybe. And so what we have here is phony bookkeeping. The whole thing is insanity. I always call it Mickey Mouse bookkeeping. And that's what they're trying to do, subdiffusion the American public to make them think that many companies that hold this toxic waste are really worth more than what they are, and that everything's going to be okay. And yes, it would tend to make their stocks go higher.
Well, okay, I don't understand then. If the mark to market rule is it marking a security or a derivative to the real value of what the market is giving it right now? And they want to keep that rule, or they want to get rid of that rule? You know, and also...
They want to get rid of the rule because the rule exists, and the government's saying go around it, and now they're trying to break the rule.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Final segment, Bob Chapman, then Chuck Norris with huge announcements right here on GCN. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. We'll also be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
TV and T-minus 5 minutes, 40 seconds.
I wish that I could fly into the sky.
Let's jam in one more call with Bob Chapman. Ian in England. Ian in England, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, Ian.
There was one thing relating to the finance of these issues. I'd love to hear what his opinion is regarding Heinrich Kaibler when he was the whistleblower out of Liechtenstein.
Well, that's an interesting situation. It had never happened before, and I really don't know the details, but I do know that a deal was made with the German authorities, we'll call them.
That's right.
With this individual, and he was paid a substantial amount of money to turn over accounts that were being
held. And the British. And the French.
Yes. To the authorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I was wondering if you had any more insights into the specifics about the, you know, the issues which are directly related to that.
No, I do not. If I lived in Europe, perhaps I would, but I don't. We got very little information outside on that, only what I could read in publications like the Frankfurt Allgemeine and the Tribune de Genève.
Well, Der Spiegel, you know, did a major piece on it. Did you not see that one?
Yeah, I did. I did see that, yes.
So, I mean, clearly, it's being outed about the way in which the different monies are being hidden in order to satisfy different organizations who do. I mean, it's all about secrecy, isn't it? They have to maintain the Swiss. Even the Swiss wouldn't maintain that kind of level of secrecy, and so they had to go into Liechtenstein in order to achieve the anonymity that they required.
You know, Alex pointed out something earlier in the program, and that was selective release of information. And I think that's what you got in Liechtenstein, and I think that's what the U.S. Is looking for in Switzerland.
No, that's what they've said they're going to do. They're going to leave the big boys alone.
That's right. And so the lower level will be unaffected. And so that means the politicians and the big hitters will still be able to hide their money.
But that's the point about what Kiba did, because he took the information and he had all the information about the big hitters. And he exposed it for what it was. And also, not only that, but the methodologies being applied by the ruling class, the royalty. And the royalty were utilizing the absolute power that they had in order to secure secrecy around these accounts.
And it's interesting that that part of the information never saw the light of day. At least I never saw it.
Well, it has come out. I mean, that was part of the Der Spiegel.
Mean it listed the bigwigs?
They announced a number of people, specifically large investors.
One of them was a big Austrian politician, too, right?
That's right. That they exposed an awful lot of individuals, but they also exposed the organizations. But, of course, the organizations hide the individuals, too. But they did expose a number of individuals, especially in the U.K., weirdly enough.
Interesting. We're out of time. I appreciate your call from the U.K., Ian. Bob Chapman, always great having you on the internationalforecaster.com. We'll check in with you again next week. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. And again, don't forget our websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception, my new film, is out. You can watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv and download it or stream it, or purchase the super high quality DVD at Infowars.com. Stay with us. Chuck Norris, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live halfway into the radio show today, simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. My new film, Obama Deception, just came out right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it and download it. We're joined for the next 20 minutes, or maybe longer, he's a very busy man, by someone who needs no introduction, Chuck Norris. He was kind enough to come on late last year, and I hadn't bugged him to come back on until I heard this big announcement that he's going to be making a big announcement today in a national simulcast on the radio and on the web. And I wanted to get him on about that and a host of issues, talk of him being running for president of Texas or president of the U.S. and headlines all over the world news here. Here's one out of the British press where they're talking about, you know, Chuck Norris says that there are secret right-wing cells around the country who aren't going to go along with Obama's socialism. So very, very interesting. Chuck Norris, thank you for coming on.
Oh, you bet, Alex. Well, I don't know about that. I don't remember writing anything about right-wing cells in America, but...
here's the Examiner. Chuck Norris claims thousands of right-wing cells groups exist and will rebel against U.S. government. So that's what they got, I guess, from your WorldNet Daily story. What did you really say?
Oh, no, no. The thing is, basically what I've told you last year is that, you know, we just got to get our country back on the right track again. And basically what I'm saying was about today, you know, with Glenn Beck, who was putting this We Surround Them concept together. And, nothing about right-wing cells, you know. I mean, we're not terrorists, you know, for crying out loud. But the thing is that I, you know, like I said last year, Alex, is that we just got to get our country going back like our founding fathers had the vision for us as America, you know, and staying with our traditional values.
Yeah, I think they spun it from your quote here where you said, how much more will Americans take? When will enough be enough? And when that time comes, will our leaders finally listen, or will history need to have a second American Revolution? Will we, the people, have the authority, according to the Americans' Declaration of Independence, which states? So I don't know how they spun it into that. I think they spun it because you said, we're going to have folks all over the country on this Friday, the 13th, unlucky for the elite. So tell us what's coming up today.
Well, today, Glenn Beck has started a thing called We Surround Them, which means the nine principles that we America should live by. America is good. I believe in God, and He is the center of my life. I must always be more honest, be a much more honest person than I was yesterday. You know, things of that sort there. And then the 12 values of honesty, reverence, hope, thrift, so forth and so on. And so really, you know, what Glenn Beck is trying to say today is that the people have got to go back to the values that we had for many, many years, and we're drifting off of that. And I totally agree with him. You know, the thing is, I just don't believe government should plan, provide for, and rule our lives like we're wards of the state. You know, taxation is what drove us, our founders, away from out of England to come to America in the first place. It's because they're being overtaxed in England, and now we're going right back to the same concept that happened hundreds of years ago back in England. And the thing is, Alex, we've got to get off this train. You know, we've got to get off this train here. We're being taxed to death in this country. And I think everyone, all your listeners, will agree with me, you know, with the income taxes, the employment taxes, capital gains, estate, corporate, property, Social Security. You know, this is not a liberalism issue or a conservative issue. It's an American issue. Because everyone is suffering, whether you're liberal or you're a conservative. Everyone is suffering in our country today. And we have to figure out a solution to overcome, to me. You know, the thing is, Alex, it's not bothering me. You know, I'm basically halfway retired. You know, I've been very blessed to have made the money that I've made to be able to live a comfortable life. But I'm concerned about the young people in America who are looking to the future. And the thing is, the future looks very bleak right now, and we've got to figure out a solution, you know, to this bleakness. And I think that, and that's why I really believe in a fair tax, Alex. I think I talked to you about it last year.
Sure, let's talk more about that in your new book, Black Belt Patriotism. When we get back with Glenn Beck, stay with tonight on Glenn Beck. He's doing it with Chuck Norris.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday the 13th. We have someone who needs no introduction, hundreds of movies, international top TV shows in syndication, best-selling author Chuck Norris is on with us from his ranch in Texas. Going to be simulcasting a national program today, trying to rediscover the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. And thousands of groups around the country will be meeting in solidarity over their concerns for our nation, is the quote here from our guest. And I have a host of questions I wanted to ask him, but last time he was on, we didn't get into his nationwide group, kickstart.com, and we didn't spend a lot of time on Black Belt Patriotism either. So, Chuck Norris, please get into that first for us, because it's important information, and I read the book, and I just agree with everything in it.
Well, first of all, you talked about Kickstart. Kickstart's a program where I teach the martial arts in the inner city middle schools. I started this 16 years ago with the support of former President Bush. And the thing is, being a martial art teacher for 15 years before I got into the film world, I taught thousands of young kids, and I was able to help them overcome a lot of insecurities that they had, whether it's emotional, physical, or psychological insecurities. And I said, well, this is great, but what about the millions of young kids in America whose families don't have the money to bring them to a commercial school like my school? How could we reach these youngsters? And that was that's why I started Kickstart, is to implement it into the public schools as part of their PE program. And so that's what I've done. I've got 43 schools in the state of Texas, middle schools, and 150 kids in each school. So we have about 6,000 kids in the program. 60,000 kids have graduated from this program, Alex. Many of them going on to college and becoming successful on their own right. And they would tell you, if they were talking to you right now, Alex, they would say, if it wasn't for this Kickstart program, they would either probably be in prison or dead today. So the thing is that that's what my mission in life is to reach as many young people and help get them on the right track of life as I possibly can. And so Kickstart is the means of building strong moral character in our youth through the martial arts.
Because isn't most of martial arts, I mean, it's a mental thing, and it's about control and being honorable, isn't it? And this teaches them something they don't get from TV.
Yeah, the thing is, it turned my life around. I was pretty much an at-risk child, you know, growing up with, you know, with just a mom and all the insecurities that I had because I didn't have a male role model to help me get on the right path of life. So I grew up very insecure and very shy and very non-athletic. A lot of people kind of laugh at that, but it's true. And the martial arts really turned my whole life around. It gave me that inner strength that I needed and then a positive strength to be able to pursue the goals that I've accomplished today. Truthfully, if it hadn't been for the martial arts, I don't know where I would be today because I wouldn't have gotten that strength to overcome the obstacles that I had to face throughout my life.
And you condense a lot of what you've learned throughout life, health, patriotism, Bill of Rights, Constitution. You know, I published a book called Descent into Tyranny in 2002, and I ended it with the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love seeing that that's how your book ended,
mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I guess, you know, our brains think alike. That's what people need to get back to.
Oh, and I tell you, that's true, Alex. You know, the thing is, that's why I put it in there. A lot of people don't know what's in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence, and they really need to shore up on what is going on. And I'd like to get back to this fair tax concept just for a moment.
Oh, sure.
Because what most people don't realize is that we have over 3 million manufacturing jobs being outsourced to other countries. And why are they being outsourced? Because the taxes are draining them, and they can't make a go of it here in America with the taxation system we have. And there's over $17 trillion being hidden in offshore accounts by the super rich, probably more now because of what's going on. But the thing is, if we had a fair tax, Alex, we get all that money could come back into our economy and give our economy a huge boost.
What type of
manufacturing jobs could come back?
What type of fair tax do you like, Chuck Norris?
A consumption tax. You know, I believe, you know, if you can afford to buy something, you buy it. If you can't afford it, you wait till you have the money.
A sales tax.
Buy it.
A sales tax?
Consumption tax, yeah.
Yeah. I would be for that, sir, but I saw UN documents a decade ago. The mm-hmm. problem is what they're going to do is, and I do support one, they're not going to really get rid of the income tax. They're going to try to call it your Social Security tax and claim it's only 10% and then jack it up and try to run them all at the same time. I mean, I do agree that that's a constitutional tax and the income mm-hmm. tax is a not constitutional. Can you speak to the income tax? Half a million pages, nobody can follow it. Should that be abolished?
66,298 pages, Alex. I mean, who in the world knows what's in that? Charlie Rangel doesn't know, and, you know. And I mean, Tom Geithner. I mean, look at the people that are in government today who were basically tax evaders. The government says they made mistakes, but if we do it, we're tax evaders. You know, we go to jail. But the thing is that the IRS. Well, it became constitutional in 1913. A lot of people don't realize this, that the IRS was unconstitutional until 1913 when the government, when the Congress made an amendment, constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, to make it constitutional. And we've been going downhill ever since that time.
Well, yeah, the private Federal Reserve controls that. And I'm sure you've noticed you write your tax checks to the private Federal Reserve that's never been audited. Ron Paul's introduced a bill to audit the Federal Reserve. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the IRS is a Gestapo. You know, you're guilty until proven innocent. That's only one where you're guilty until proven innocent rather than innocent until proven guilty. And that's not fair. That's not right here in our country. And we're a country of freedom, and we need to do that. And I'm so upset. That's why I'm such a supporter of Glenn Beck. I really consider him, like you, Alex, I really consider you a crusader, and I consider Glenn Beck a crusader of what we need to do, because the whole thing is we're going to lose our Constitution.
Well,
Patrick Henry said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives. And I believe that's what's happening to us today.
Yeah, it's meant to bind down the out-of-control behavior of dominant men. I've got a list of just quick questions here that I want to make sure I get out while we have Chuck Norris live with us on this Friday the 13th. Unlucky for the elite, lucky for us. And let me just say, I like a lot of the things Glenn Beck has to say and the things he does. Some of his foreign policy I don't agree with. And you know, he early on really kind of criticized Ron Paul. Now he's embraced him. So
yeah.
I hope that continues. I mean, Ron Paul is such a champion of liberty.
I have a saying. I don't know if I told you. Anyway, you know, all these Chuck Norris facts that are floating around for the last 3 years. Anyway,
yeah.
one of them is that America's not a democracy. It's a Chucktatorship. And I said, now, if that was true, I would go to Washington, to Congress. I'd line up all the members of Congress, and I'd have Ron Paul, who I believe is the most honest member of Congress, and I'd say, Ron, point out the honest and the dishonest politicians. And as we're walking down the row, Ron would say, well, he's honest, he's honest, he's dishonest. And I'd walk up to him, and I'd say, you're fired. And if he didn't move immediately, I'd choke him unconscious and drag him over to the pile. The only ones I wouldn't do that to is the women. Nancy Pelosi, I'd walk up and say, Nancy, you're fired, but you have all the time in the world to leave.
Chuck Norris, it's amazing to have you on air with us. I want to get into what's coming up today with this nationwide simulcast. I've seen reports of a big announcement. Are you going to announce you're going to try to run for governor of Texas in 2010? Or are you going to announce you're going to run for president?
I did a little tongue-in-cheek article, you know, when I wrote about if things don't improve in our country, then maybe Texas should secede from the Union. Now it's tongue-in-cheek, you know. And I said, now if we secede from the Union, I will run for the president of Texas.
Well, you know, not talking about secession, but the states created the first 13, and we have the right to revolt, Article 10, in the New Hampshire and Texas, you know, treated in.
Are a republic. Texas is a republic, so.
Exactly. We created the federal government. The states did. And the media spun this as secession. These 30-plus states are moving to redeclare 9th and 10th Amendment with all these unfunded mandates and federal control. What do you say to that?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not really, I'm not up on that, Alex, so I can't really give an honest.
But I mean, states declaring their sovereignty, not seceding, just saying, we're not going to let the federal government boss us around.
Oh, is that, I hope they do that. The thing is that's what the states have got to do. They've got to get control back of their people of that particular state. And if that's what they're saying, I'm totally in support of all that. We got to pull the power away from government. And, you know, because the thing is, you know, John Adams, our second president, stated that our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. And I really believe that, Alex, and it's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And the thing is, if we don't just maintain our faith and our moral values, then the Constitution is going to wind up dissolving right in front of our eyes.
Chuck, I don't blame you about knowing about the state sovereignty movement, because it just started a few weeks ago, but you're very influential when it comes to conservatives and libertarians and freedom lovers. So check into that, because it's really building. Some of the other questions I have for you specifically, what are you going to be covering on this national simulcast tonight?
At 4 o'clock, you know, is it raining in Austin?
Yes, it is raining in Austin.
Yeah, well, it's raining here at the ranch, too. But the thing is, you know, I just encourage all your listeners to tune in to Glenn Beck today at 4 o'clock. Central Time, and Quinn will really fill them in. He can do it a lot better than I can on what course of action that he believes we should take in our country. And I believe that people really should listen to Quinn today to find out exactly what he feels and how millions of us in America who are gathering together today to support the values that Glenn is going to emphasize on today.
Well, I agree with the 10 pledges up there. I mean, you know, the ideas there. Maybe we should go over some of those.
Well, you know, yeah, because the thing is, you know, like Glenn says, the government works for me. I do not answer to them. They answer to me. Well, see, that's exactly right. You know, I truly believe that, too. The government works for us. You know, in fact, I wrote an article saying that, you know, President Obama, you work for me. We don't work for you. But, the thing is, it's true though. I mean, seriously, the government should be thinking about the best interest of the citizens of America. We the people, rather than thinking of the best interest for them. And there's so much corruption going on in Congress. I would love to see an audit of every member of Congress.
Well,
and because the only ones that we've audited so far are the ones that have come forward, like, you know, like Geithner and Daschle, and every one of them that have been picked for a position in government have come up dirty.
Well, Chuck Norris, that was my next question. Perfect timing there. Obama appointee on leave after FBI raid at their office and arrest. Like 90%, it's more than that, of people he tries to appoint don't pay taxes or tied in with payoffs or tied in with corruption.
Exactly.
And I've never seen, this is Chicago big machine stuff. I mean, this is getting scary. We see these reports.
Because the thing is, you know, they have become so blatant and, you know, that they're not afraid. You know, it's like this one kid went up to Charles Rangel. You know, I don't know if you saw that or not, but anyway,
yes.
Some young man was videotaping him talking to Rangel and said, Congressman Rangel, why are we paying for your Cadillac, $800 a month for your Cadillac? Why don't you pay for it for yourself? And he said, it's none of your GD business.
Yeah, why does Nancy Pelosi...
He's smiling, but he says, none of your GD business, you know?
Very arrogant. Well, Nancy Pelosi...
They're very arrogant, Alex, and because they don't think we the people can do anything about what they're doing. And we can't unless we group together, unless we unite. Right. There's nothing we can do.
Well, Chuck Norris, I know you're a very focused, centered, gentlemanly person, but laying it out, reading your article on WorldNet Daily and others and listening to you on other radio shows and things you've said, you're talking about will the American people stand up or will there be a revolution? If this is an information revolution that's happening, but I have the government documents. I have the secret state police reports that the feds give them where they say Bob Barr, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians, people with these stickers are dangerous. They're bad. They want to kill.
Who said that?
This is what the feds, this just went out this month, so clearly it's coming from the Obama people. It's up on Infowars.com. I've talked to the state police. They admit this was given to them by the feds to issue to their state police officers, saying people that own gold are bad. It's up on screen right now. It's the, it's called the modern militia movement, but then it demonizes mainline libertarians and everybody and says, watch out for them. They're dangerous. I mean, It seems like people in the federal government right now realize the threat to them is people that are talking like you, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is the libertarians. A lot of my friends are libertarians, and I've even considered it at times, you know, because you know the Republicans are getting so far out there too. I mean, 40% of the Republicans voted for the stupid stimulus package, you know, and that really frustrated me. You know, that, you know, they realize, but the thing is, there's the corruption. There's the greed right there, Alex. And
well, that was my next question. This is perfect. You keep bringing up the same points I was about to get to. Joe, I mean, look, I cut my teeth as a conservative. I'm pro Second Amendment. I'm a constitutionalist, paleo conservative, the real deal.
Yeah.
Bush tripled the size of government with the Democrats. Obama is set to quadruple it in the first 4 years and saying he's going to cut the budget in half, insulting people with lies. And you talk about this not being left or right. I mean, how do we get the corruption out of both parties?
Voting them out. You know, the thing is that's what we have to figure out. That's what we as the people have to figure out. And we have to put the fire on them saying, look, if you don't vote the way that we feel you should vote as the people, then you're going to be out. And, you know, we wind up impeaching. You know, we don't wait for them till their thing. We wind up impeaching every member of Congress who is not working for the people and just working for themselves. We wind up impeaching them. If there's a legal way we can do that, I don't know. There's a legal way of doing that. I think that's what we should do, is make them realize that we're going to impeach them if they don't start thinking of the best interest of the people that they represent.
Chuck, you can't see this because you're not watching PrisonPlanet.tv right now, but for viewers, I have the federally written report, secret report, and law enforcement sensitive for the state of Missouri, and we have these from all over the country. And it says Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul, Bob Barr. These members are usually supporters of, and it goes on demonizing. They have a picture of the Don't Tread on Me flag. They said if somebody's wearing a shirt or has a bumper sticker, they're dangerous. But that's what Glenn Beck's using for the very symbol of what you guys are launching. This is what our founding fathers did. Aren't bad.
No, not at all. I really respect Ron Paul. I admire him. I admire his dedication, and I admire his staunchness on the Constitution. You know that it's a solid formula, and that we cannot deviate from. And so that's why I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul. And we just got to, you know, it's so frustrating. I don't know. Thing is, I don't know what to do personally. All I can do is write articles about it and state how I feel about it. And it's up to the people. The people are the ones going to make the difference. Not Chuck Norris. Yeah. Not Alex Jones. It's going to be the people as a whole that's going to make the difference in our country.
I agree.
We can do is say to them, here's the way, you know, we believe it should go. And either they accept it or they don't accept it. And the direction of our country will depend on that. We've got some dark times coming if we don't start making some changes.
Well, exactly.
Dark times in our country.
Well, in closing, Chuck Norris, that's what's happening, and you recognize it. Everybody's waking up on the left and right. Tyranny is here. I'm sure you've heard they want to use 20,000 regular army troops to patrol America. They're putting army liaisons in every major department. Obama's setting up youth brigades, a million-person group. They've now launched it that will go door-to-door canvassing for him with federal funding. If it comes down to gun confiscation, which they're now proposing because of what's happening with the collapse of Mexico, they're blaming it on America. I mean, you know, do we just say no to gun confiscation? Do we turn them in and go to the FEMA camps?
Well, the thing is, they're not getting my guns. The thing is that I don't think they want to come to Texas and try that.
I agree.
They come to Texas and try to confiscate our guns, they're going to be in a world of hurt.
Well, the Declaration of Independence says it's our right and duty if
Absolutely.
The government becomes destructive of our form of government to remove it. So that's what I'm saying. The government, the criminal elements of it are gearing up to, and nobody's been a bigger supporter of the military or police than you, and the police are upset. They're telling me they don't like what's happening. Like you said, the troops don't like what's happening. I think Obama and the globalists need to back off.
Oh, yeah, they will. They will. When it gets right down to the grassroots, they're cowards. And they're not going to do anything that was going to turn the people against them. And so, the thing is that, we the people's got to stay strong. We got to stand up, stay strong, and say, this is the way we, want you to, regulate our country. And if you don't do it, we will get you out of office. We'll impeach you or whatever it takes for us to get you out of office. And you're going to start, representing us as a people, or you're not going to be around. You're going to be unemployed.
Chuck
but
Norris.
I see what irritates me with this government, you know, that which they vote, the Congress has voted in for themselves. They serve one term, Alex, and they get 80% of their pay for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I know. It's like.
And plus their pension and welfare and benefits, all that, they get 100% for the rest of their life. It's totally unfair.
And they want more and more.
And they still get more and more. Fannie Mae, you know, gave contributions to Chris Dodd. And I mean, the money they're raking in from the companies that have bellied up and the government is pouring billions upon billions of dollars into these companies. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Freddie Mac's wanting more money now, and AIG. And it's just, they're going to bankrupt us. They're
Chuck
gonna
Norris.
Spend all of our money, and we're going to wind up becoming the United States of Asia or something, because China owns $2 million of our debt.
Chuck, that's what I wanted to say to you. The New World Order, globalism, the foreign banks that are taking over our country right now. I mean, on air, I mean, you know there's a New World Order. You said you've heard my show for years. Now that they're openly announcing world government that the banks are going to run, are you against that?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. The thing is that what is China going to want? Hillary Clinton was over there trying to talk them into buying more of our debt. What are we going to give them for collateral?
Our land.
Are we going to give up our country as collateral for the debt that they've taken over from us? I mean, they could wind up taking over a big portion of our country.
Well, that's what's being announced.
We've got to stop this. We've got to stop this, Alex. People don't realize just how serious this is right now.
The book.
And if they don't realize, if they don't come and realize just how serious things are right now, we're going to wind up losing everything that we've got. Everything that America stood for is going to be gone.
Black Belt Patriotism is the book. Kickstart.com. Get involved with that. Chuck, let me say bye to you during this break, or if you've got the time, come back and finish up what you were just saying, because this is just now getting super powerful with Chuck Norris. We'll see what happens. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
I hear the train coming. All right, we're going to finish a minute or two with Chuck Norris. Got a lot of TV crews there and people he's got to go. Coming up in about 2.5 hours, nationwide simulcast. You can find out more just by, there's a website for it. Isn't there, Chuck Norris, for folks to go find it all online?
Yeah, WeSurroundThem.com, www.WeSurroundThem.com, and Glenn Beck, or just go to GlennBeck.com, and it'll show there. But I would just encourage all your listeners to just tune in to Glenn Beck today on Fox, And you can see, I think he has what we call common sense solutions to the problems we're having in our country today. And if you want to buy my book, Black Belt Patriotism, I think, I think I have some pretty good common sense solutions.
It's excellent, and it's everywhere. Again, you can go to kickstart.com or just Google Black Belt Patriotism. It's in stores. I see it everywhere. And there was one last question I forgot to ask, and I'll throw it out, and then you can go. And we really appreciate your time, sir.
Oh, you bet,
You bet. Ron Paul said here 2 days ago on the air, culprits of financial collapse should be arrested, that state grand juries, that they have committed crimes, not just Madoff and others. Do you support state investigations, if the feds won't do it, to go after these corrupt brokerage and bank heads that are doing all this criminal activity and shipping the money overseas?
I think they should spend life in prison. I think every one of them is a criminal, and they should all face prison time for the horrible mess they've put our country into. And for them to receive these payout benefits is just horrible. And I really do. I really believe that they should all go to prison, Madoff all the way down to all of them. And Stanford especially, too. You know, he's from Texas, so he should definitely go to prison. But no, they should all be incarcerated and for what they have done to our country.
All right, Chuck Norris, we appreciate you. We'll be listening in 2.5 hours. Thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, it's a pleasure, and keep the crusading going, buddy.
All right, I will. Take care. Chuck Norris, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, sir. All right. We're going to go to our next guest here in a moment, but I've got to take a break. I've been going straight for 30 minutes, and we're going to come back with Jack McClam. Let me just say this right now. I analyzed this thing with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck came out a year ago, year and a half ago, said arrest Ron Paul supporters, use the army on them. We've got to use the military. He basically read off the state police federal report they put out. The same talking points. And I said those were talking points. I saw them everywhere. He got hammered and destroyed. They know we're the majority. I believe Chuck Norris is a good guy, and we're in the process of educating him. He's been listening to the show for years. I've talked to him behind the scenes before, and he says, look, I know a lot of this stuff. I just, you know, he's being careful how he puts it out. And he's saying, you're not taking our guns. We're not getting rid of the borders. He supports the state sovereignty movement. You just heard that. I've got a gut, folks, and I believe Chuck Norris. I know Chuck Norris is a good guy. And he's very humble, and he's becoming educated. You got to talk to him behind the scenes. That said, the establishment knows there's a massive movement against the New World Order and tyranny. That's why Beck's talking about it now. And what they're doing is they're mimicking the Ron Paul move to get volunteers. And I think it may be another faction of the globalists is kind of scared of the faction with Obama. This is some counterbalancing here. And the CIA admits, they've been on Beck's show, they're like, what about the Bubba effect? And, you know, Bob Baer and the CIA guys, Robert Baer goes, hell, let it come. I don't want this to get violent, and neither does Chuck Norris, neither does Jack McClam. But this is a very sophisticated thing, but it's good to keep channels open. With Chuck Norris, it's good that, you know, we be engaging here and tracking this, because we are the tip of the spear. You know, Infowars.com is ranked, I think, 20,000 times bigger than GlennBeck.com. PrisonPlanet.com is, I think, 5,000 times bigger than Glenn Beck. So they kind of have the zombie mainline TV viewers. We have all the activists and 2 million listeners an hour. Beck's TV show has 2.5 million viewers. It's kind of a paper tiger. You see, the most unreported thing is how big this little operation is, and we're only one thing. So we're going to be talking to a true fighter of the New World Order coming up. But I do appreciate Chuck Norris, and he's saying some really good things. And, you know, he's trying to work in the system, going with Republicans and going with mainline stuff, but he's getting a lot more radical right now, and this is mainlining all the info we put out. So they're going to find Beck. They're going to find Norris. They're going to come right to us, ladies and gentlemen, just like, you know, Zeitgeist, they put me in it without asking, sent millions of people to us. Other people attack us, sends them right to us. I mean, so when we're attacked, it sends people to us. When people are having to mimic us, and I'm not saying Norris is doing that, because he's always been anti, you know, globalist, Beck is clearly doing that. I mean, I know. I have the gut, the intel, the facts. I know it. I'm not an idiot. He reads right off. But the fact that they're having to capitulate and now act like us shows we're winning. We're going to go to Jack McClam. We'll hold him a little bit in the next hour, because I'm getting him on late here in about 4 or 5 minutes after this video clip, where I reach out to the Obama supporters and shatter the left-right paradigm. Stay with us at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast with the GCN Radio Network and the InfoWars Radio Network. Don't forget, Jason Burma's coming up tonight, 9 to midnight. Stay with us. The Obama deception is about who the real Barack Obama is, not the right-wing version or the left-wing version. We cut through all that. We show who's financing, the lies he is told, and what his real agenda is. The Obama deception will be the first major documentary put out after his election that is critical. All the right-wing guys are still making films about, is he really from Kenya or is he a communist? We're not touching any of those red herrings, whether they're true or not. We don't know. We can't prove it. We do know he lied about keeping troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. We do know he lied about warrantless wiretapping. We do know he lied about shutting down camps. We do know that he lied about getting rid of NAFTA and GATT and is now expanding it. And so this film is about Obama being a puppet, who he works for, and then we get past the puppet to the real agenda of his controllers. Barack Obama is controlled by offshore banks. This film details how they bankrupt the world economy, how they control the currencies of the planet, and how the bankers want to destroy the economy so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the Obama deception is so important, because it gives you the master plan. It gives you the big overarching agenda so you understand how the world really works and where this planet's going. And it gives you, the viewer, the choice to be conned, to be a sucker by the Republicans, the Rush Limbaughs on the right, and by the controlled left, the Obamas, or whether you want to finally break the spell, break the paradigm, and realize they're all bought and paid for, and the real enemy are these private banks running these giant Ponzi schemes. When the public finds out they've had their entire futures robbed, when they find out that a total tyranny has been brought into place, they are going to get so angry, the elite has to bring in the police state. They have to put regular army troops on the streets. They have to have FEMA camps. They have to get rid of habeas corpus and have secret arrest, because the public is going to be in open revolt, and the government admits they're gearing up to use the military against the American people. 6 months before Obama was elected, when he was still an underdog, we had figured out that he was the heir apparent, that he was the anointed one, that he was the special person that the elite was going to put in power to sell the public on their agenda. Then I saw how the media was getting behind him in such a unified way, and I knew the media likes to pose as liberal or conservative, but really they're owned by the bomb makers. They're owned by the military-industrial complex and the big banks. So they had to come in with a Madison Avenue fraud. They had to put a black face on the New World Order, as KRS-One and Webster Tarpley and many others have said. They had to give people a stake in it with just the surface packaging of, oh, look, he's black. Things have changed. You know, everything's okay. Stand down. This is an attempt to suppress revolution. This is an attempt to suppress a massive renaissance taking place worldwide to the globalist tyranny. And so that's why we've made the Obama deception. And that's why we're asking listeners and viewers to get the film, to make copies of it, to get it out to everyone they know. And one thing I want to make clear, I respect Barack Obama's supporters. Their fervent support of him wasn't so much about Obama, it was about a repudiation of George Bush, clearly stealing two elections, clearly attacking the Constitution and Bill of Rights from one end to the other, and lying about WMDs and all these wars and the million-plus dead Iraqis. The American people don't like all this being done in their name, so they were desperate for somebody who promised to change it. But as soon as he got in, he flip-flopped on all of it. But he didn't just stop there. He then accelerated the whole program. This film is reaching out to people that are supporting Barack Obama, and it's saying, please, just take the time out to watch this film. Take the time out, write down notes, research the claims we make. We're saying that no matter who's in office, this agenda continues, and until we address the power behind the throne, until we address these roundtables, these private banking consortiums, these corporate systems that have taken over our governments, just like they take over another corporation in a hostile takeover, until we address that, nothing's going to get better. The elite saw a revolution brewing in the United States and all over the world against globalism and the globalist agenda. We can actually use the hype of Obama. We can actually use his betrayal to once and for all wake up the people and shatter the false left-right paradigm forever. You know, I get passionate when I talk about
the documentaries, the films I make. Because I know the elite's corrupt. I know they're evil. I know they've lied. I know they assassinate leaders. I know they're doing all these horrible things, that they're totally ruthless. And I just want the people to look at the information that I've discovered, the information that's open and public for all to see. And I just burn with desire for people to stop being suckered and conned. Because if we do have a new renaissance, if a large portion of the population does realize that they've been scammed and lied to, we can turn this around and so many good things can be done. The Obama deception comes to the InfoWar March 15th at 6 p.m. when I finish my Sunday radio show. 6 p.m. it will be released at prisonplanet.tv in super high res for folks to download and begin giving the DVDs out immediately. It will also start shipping that Monday on the super high quality DVD to everybody out there that wants it in their library from InfoWars.com. And so I want to encourage everybody out there, get involved right now, get the film in your hands, and get it out to everybody you know. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. If this is America's last chance, this film can and will change the minds of people that are under Obama's spell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here, and we decided to launch it a few days early because we literally had the FBI calling up the office, asking where our office was and asking where our server locations were, and then not telling us why they were asking. So I said, subpoena my lawyer. So we went ahead and launched it Wednesday night at about 7 p.m. Central. Jack McClam's going to be with us a little bit in the next hour. And he called in earlier this week, and I had to move on to a guest. We weren't able to talk to him much, but I wanted, as a most highly decorated police officer, cop of the year twice, Phoenix, Arizona, found out about the New World Order, stopped breaking the law, stopped violating the Constitution, and they fired him. He's been out there for almost 30 years with police and military against the New World Order, Aid and Abet newsletter, and he's one of the people's shoulders that I stand on and many of us stand on today. And I wanted to specifically get him to talk about a host of issues. I mean, just to sum it up, who do you expect Chuck Norris to go through when he goes ahead and comes out and says, we need revolution, the New World Order's here, arrest the bankers? It'll be somebody like Beck, who understands where the flow's going, so he's flip-flop like Benedict Arnold. That's what he is. I mean, unless he apologizes for saying Ron Paul people should be arrested and the military should be used against them. Now he's our best friend because they understand we're the majority. They tried all their secret demonization, all their secret police reports saying the founding fathers were bad. The New World Order didn't exist. Now they've been discredited, and that's what's happening. But I really, in my heart and from analyzing it coldly, believe Chuck Norris is good in all of this. What's your take on all this, Jack McClam?
Well, Brother Alex, I think I'm in trouble. Bob Chapman and Chuck Norris before me, how do I deal with that? But, yeah, I think Chuck Norris is a good guy. He's good-hearted. I think he's a Christian man, and I think he means well. He needs more education, as you said, but he's open to it. Praise God, he's open to it, and he's learning very quickly. And so I think he's a great guy.
What about Beck?
Well, I'm really not too sure about Beck. If Fox News hired him, then he's got to be part of the New World Order. There's no question about it, brother, because Fox News doesn't have anybody on there that's not part of, or supporting the New World Order. So that troubles me quite a bit when he went from was it CNN, Communist News Network, or one of the others over to Fox News now, and they won't hire anybody that doesn't go along with the program for the New World Order.
By the way, just last week, Fox put out a TV program, we played part of it here, saying, yes, we implant political messages in the TV shows, global warming, gun control. So they have this little Fox News thing that acts conservative to co-opt conservatives and libertarians and the enemies of the New World Order, but everything else is this propaganda, and Fox News is filled with propaganda. I agree with you, but the fact that Beck is having to flip over like a chameleon and go from a little pink New World Order lizard to a, you know, patriot, I don't know what to say here.
Well, I think you're right, brother. We should be very, very suspect of him. Like I say, Fox News is controlled by the neocon Trotskyites, just like the Republican Party and Democratic Party are. And Fox News is a part of that paradigm, and they wouldn't have hired Glenn Beck unless he was part of it, too. So,
no kidding.
That's
okay,
where I
want to I hear you. I want to shift gears now. Have you had a chance? I know you've seen scores of these over the years. I've seen the same letterhead for every state. The Federal Threat Fusion Centers put out this latest state police report, the most demonizing of patriots ever. Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. Bumper stickers are terrorists. Gold owners are terrorists. Bob Barr supporters are terrorists. Libertarians are terrorists. Those that believe the North American Union are terrorists. Yes, there's FEMA camps, but they're for your own good. Yes, they're going to put troops on the streets, but it's for your own good. So they went from saying we were liars about that to now saying it's all happening and that we're all very dangerous. Your analysis of that?
Well, I was there in the Phoenix Police Department 20 years ago when that flyer came out from the FBI listing all these people as, you know, patriots, those that mention the Constitution too many times are domestic terrorists, patriots are terrorists, Christians are terrorists. They had a word for them that Attorney General Janet Reno.
Cult members.
Butch Reno, yeah. The ones that believe in a coming destruction of the world are, and that's what she would call the, I don't have that thing here in front of me. So
No. She said it on 60 Minutes. She said on
Christians. That's Christians.
She said on 60 Minutes that all Second Coming of Christ Christians are dangerous cult members. That's the quote.
That's right. And that's in that brochure for police eyes only that was handed out in Phoenix to the Sheriff's Department and to the Phoenix Police Department was for our eyes only. We weren't supposed to let the public know about it, but they listed Christians and constitutionalists and anybody that's standing up to the federal government as domestic terrorists. And that's 20 years ago, brother, so I'm sure that they continued that list, and I'm not surprised at all.
You know, they put America Freedom to Fascism in there next to the Turner Diaries and basically say it's white supremacist. A Jewish guy made a thing about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's just unbelievable. Stay there. Our guest is Officer Jack McClam. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They don't believe it anymore. Got a hold on me. Percent of my energy to fight the New World Order to save my family, save the Republic. That other 20%, well, I got 110%, the other 30%, people that have tried to shoot us down, lie about us, and go after us, fighting against the enemies, the New World Order, the disinfo agents. It's a pleasure to clean your clock. It's a pleasure to kick your butt in the New World Order. It's great to be a winner and to not break the rules and be honest and be a good guy. All right, let's go back to Jack McClam. Jack, it is great to have you here and count you as a class act, great patriot. I count you right up there and count them on my hands, people I trust and love and appreciate. I think we need to get the word out to everybody, obviously, about these federal fusion centers saying the founding fathers are bad and all the rest of it. The footage, we have of FEMA teaching that in Kansas City, again, back to Missouri. I mean, this is really backfiring on them. I've got police emailing me, sending me their cards, letters, more documents. I'm really, we're always saying people are waking up because it just gets bigger and bigger, but now it's getting crazy. The police and military that are subscribed to your newsletter, people that contact you, is it growing, and is it growing at levels never before even imagined?
Oh, yes. Patriotism is growing among our police and military. Brother, last night I did my whole show on Oath Keepers, this new group of lawmen and soldiers that have formed a group called Oath Keepers, and they have a list of 8 things that they say orders we will not obey. And their website is getting so many hits. It's incredible in just 2 weeks that they've been alive. But we find in law enforcement and the military more soldiers, more police, are out, and they see what's going on in America, especially the military over there. They say they're supposed to be over there saving Iraq, yet they've killed 1,300,000 in a genocidal program over there. And yet they see their nation falling apart, and they are listening and studying and looking, and they are finding out it's all on purpose. So, praise God, the enemy, the Antichrist synagogue of Satan that's running all of this in America today is totally in control of our military and the White House and the Senate and the Congress and the Supreme Court are turning more people to patriotism than ever before.
True patriotism.
With their program.
True patriotism. I want to talk about, because I didn't know about Oath Keepers. I want to get them on the show. In fact, yeah. Rob, dude, please get them on the show, or the other producer. I want to get Oath Keepers on. Jack, when we come back, tell me, and then we'll take calls about the 8 things they're saying they won't do that are in their oath. They're not going to violate them.
Okay.
And, because that is very, very exciting to hear. And another little caveat before we go to break here, in the 20 seconds we got left, or 30 seconds, Ron Paul got it before CPAC, the big neocon mainline Republican deal with tens of thousands in attendance. Limbaugh just spoken. And he said, we killed 1 million-plus Iraqis. It was evil. The war is bad. And there was a huge standing ovation. Mainline conservatives don't want the war either. It's this illusion Just like there's, it's an illusion that Hispanics want open borders when upwards of 80% in Gallup polls want them shut. So I want to hear from you in 70 seconds when we start hour number four.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be opening the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. Your review of the Obama deception for those of you that have seen it at PrisonPlanet.tv. What you think of the secret police reports? I've got all this other crazy news I haven't even gotten to yet. I mentioned that the German shooter was a Prozac serotonin reuptake inhibitor head. I have gotten into the fact. I mean, I've got stuff here about Obama's going to sign a transatlantic treaty banning peer-to-peer file sharing and basically setting up Internet 2. That's coming up. It is just, I got stacks of vital news and information I will cover. But it's just so exciting to be on the air with Jack McClam right now, GCN host, what, weeknight, 7 p.m. for an hour. And it's good to have him here and your calls coming up. Yeah, Jack, tell me about the eight things, the Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.com, that's exploding new police and military group. Just saying they'll keep their oath they swear to. Not too much of a radical idea, but it's being rediscovered.
Get behind this big time, because we've got to reach with this document all of our police officers and soldiers out there in a short length of time. Now, the website for these soldiers and police officers is oath-keepers.blogspot.com. It's oath-keepers.blogspot.com.
So it's oath-keepers.blogspot.com.
Right, yeah, oath-keepers.blogspot.com. And it's very exciting because you go to their website and you read lieutenant colonels and others saying they're absolutely right, and I'm a part of it, and I'm going to be with you and stand back to back with you on declaring these orders that they will not obey. And one of them is, number one, we will not obey any order to disarm the American people. Number two, we will not obey any order to conduct warrantless searches of the American people's homes, vehicles, papers, or effects, such as warrantless house-to-house searches for weapons and persons. We will not obey an order to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to trial by military tribunals. Number four, we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on the state, on a state, or to enter with force into a state without the express consent and invitation of the state's legislature and governor. Number five, we will not obey orders to invade and subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of the compact by which that state entered the Union. And number six, we will not obey any order to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant concentration camps. Number seven, we will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention. any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain control during any emergency and under any other pretext. We will consider such use of foreign troops against our people to be an invasion and an act of war. And number nine, I guess it does go up by eight, past eight here. We will not obey any orders to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext whatsoever. And number 10, this is the last one. We will not obey any orders which infringe on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, or to petition their government for the redress of their grievances. Now, Brother Alex, after each one of these, they have a write-up, and they talk about that this is war against the American people, this is treason after each one of these, and they will not obey such an order. Now, I know, because I've been in this business 29 years now, that we need to get each police officer and soldier to read this written by their fellow soldiers.
Jack McClam, stay there. I want to go back through those 10 points because that shows it's from the inside. Every one of those points is backed up by intel of what the globalists are setting up.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Arriving in just a little while, we're going to have the Independent Film Channel here. They're airing a film called The New World Order. It premieres at the South by Southwest Film Festival here in Austin, Texas tonight at the Ritz. It will be sold out. Downtown Austin for South by Southwest. And I have to say, I've got the filmmakers in here next week. When they contacted me a year ago, wanted to follow me around at Bilderberg in New York and here in Austin, I just said, no, I don't want to do it. Because every other national TV thing I've ever done has been a hit piece. The Discovery Channel, famous director who made Paradise Lost and Some Kind of Monster and Brother's Keeper, said it was a positive piece. He made it with a full budget of $3.4 million with a five-part episode with myself and three of the major episodes. And they told him, you got to basically change this and demonize these people or we're not going to let you put it out. And he said, but I have a director's cut. And they said, no, and so it never aired. I mean, $3.4 million shelved because it was real. I don't know how this IFC is going to allow this to air. I don't know how, but I guess because it's an independent film channel and they're supposedly radical, it can. But it shows Jack McClam is positive. It's about 60% me, 20, 30% Jack, and then a few other people. And it's, I mean, it's just, it's about 90% our side. I mean, I've never, in fact, it's not even fair. It leans towards us, but it leans towards the truth. I've never seen anything like it. But the channel's doing a feature on myself that starts airing next week and the build-up to it, and they're doing an hour-long special that's going to air, and then another South by Southwest special, and then I'm going to be interviewed with them on what is going to be a lot of PBS stations around the country. And, I mean, this isn't fake either. I get around these people that are regional PBS directors like, yes, we know all about the private banks, the New World Order, and they control Obama. And yes, we know all about this, and we know all about that. What are we going to do? See, the rebellion is here, folks. See, their mind control works by making the general public think patriotism's evil and saying the New World Order's crazy and or it's racist, it's code word for this and that, when it's not. It's the reality. And so it is exploding right now. And we'll see if this thing is coming up in, what, April 15th when the big special airs, and they've got these other specials mainly on myself airing up to it. IFC produced Waking Life. You know, they pay for the film Rick Linklater made for a theatrical release and then on TV that airs all the time, and it later was sold to HBO. So they are fans at IFC. I'm told the head honcho's a fan, so that's why that's happening. PBS in Denver is give. I said they could just have it. I'm not even, usually, you know, they say $70 and you get a, you know, pledging for local PBS in Denver, and you get, and the person that's, you know, and they're buying the film. I just said take it, have the film. They're doing that right now in Denver at a public TV station and with the phone banks and the people, and they're taking a risk, folks. I mean, they're doing it. It's on air now. See. The police, the military, the people that work at TV stations, they're just, they all know. When Fox News all the time sets me up and then higher-ups cancel it, they're like, oh, we're all big fans. We know about the New World Order here. Oh, yeah, we're sick of working here. We all know about it. I talk to folks at Clear Channel all over the place. They all know. I talk to executives. They know. They don't like it. Folks, because even the mid-level elites are figuring out this is going to ruin their future, too. This New World Order isn't a pretty thing. Jack McClam, I want to go back through those 10 points from oath-keepers.blogspot.com, and as you read each one, I want to then make comments, and you make comments, and then go to calls. You'll be with us for the rest of the hour now, and we'll go to Jim, Brad, Daryl, Bob, and Ronnie. But specifically, what I just said right there, this is how revolutions are won, is through the mind.
That's right. Absolutely. That's why they're trying to control our minds and doing a pretty good job of it, sadly. On TV and in the newspapers and all.
Jack, what did you think? Because you'd had C-Think, the production company, interview you. You know, I said, IFC, you said, I don't know about that. And I mentioned C-Think. You remember them coming out and interviewing you. They actually delivered. They're actually on our side.
Unbelievable. I kind of chastised them when they came in and told them how many film crews we have coming out that say they're on our side, and then they twist it and make us the devil themselves. And so they said that that wasn't what they were all about, and so we had to wait to see what their product was first. And if you say it's good, then that's good. I'm really surprised.
Unless IFC that owns it, but the production company has final cut.
Uh-huh.
But IFC could still say they weren't going to air it, but that's not happening.
Yeah.
And you know, they would have me mic'd up with Bilderberg, and I was running around to the hotel, and they could hear me 100 yards away through the building going, listen, don't trust these guys. I've never seen the media be truthful. These guys act like they're our friends, but they may not be. I'm like, I think they're actually going to be good. But I said, and then I come back to the hotel room and they go, no, we're really good. We just heard all that. Because, you know, they had me mic'd up and I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah. Right.
No, I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, and they're going to be in the studio next Tuesday. They're here all week for
fantastic.
South by Southwest. Yeah. In fact, what's the website? It's New World Order Movie, New World Order Film. It's a black website with the curtains open and me looking out.
NewWorldOrder.com?
I'm not sure what it is. I think it's New World Order Film. Google New World Order Film, C-Think, or IFC, and it'll come up. Okay. Again, I'm not, people say I'm negative. I'm not, or no, we've covered the scary facts. We've covered how it really is. It's been proven to be accurate. And then I'm positive when things are positive. I mean, we are kicking butt, Jack.
Yes, we sure are, brother. Absolutely. More and more, we're getting more and more email. I get 200, 300 a day, and that's nothing to what you get, but from our police and soldiers and other people, and it's fantastic how more and more are waking up all the time. And I've been praying every night that God would give us a second chance and forgive our national sins for throwing him out of this nation and allow us to go forward and bring him back and his commandments and his laws and throw out these evil man's laws. And I remember in the Bible, brother, when this happened in Sodom and Gomorrah with Abraham. You know, he talked to the Lord and said, Lord, don't destroy them. If I could find 40 people in there that love you and serve you, would you not destroy it? He says, no, I won't. Well, God is bringing his enemies upon America and brought these communists against him here. And they've totally taken over, even our military. And I'm just asking God and asking our people to pray every night that God will give us a second chance and forgive our national sins and let us bring him back to be our God and his son to be our king, no king but King Jesus. And I'm praying that as more and more people awaken, brother, as is happening right now, that God will allow us a second chance to turn this country back to him and to our constitutional republic.
Absolutely. Let's start going through, oh, by the way, some of the other great folks in the film, Luke Radowski, others. I need to list all who's in the new. Hey, guys, I want to show them the main page where I'm looking through the curtains. If you actually find the New World Order site, it's like New World Order movie, C-Think, Google that, you'll find it. Let's go through those 8 points from oath-keepers.blogspot.com, police and military organization.
Okay.
Those are 10 points. Let's go through them and then comment about how, you know, everything they're saying is backed up, that what they're saying is being planned.
Oh, it's absolutely being planned. They're right on target. All of these things are going to be orders. They're going to be given. And they're saying, no, we're not going to enforce them. It says here, number one, we will not obey any order to disarm the American people. And they say here right after it, the attempt to disarm the people on April 19th, 1775 was the spark of open conflict in the American Revolution. That vile attempt was an act of war, and the American people fought back in justified, righteous self-defense of their natural rights. Any such order today would also be an act of war against the American people and thus an act of treason. We will not make war on our own people, and we will not commit treason by obeying any such treasonous order, nor will we assist or support any such attempt to disarm the people by any government entity, state or federal.
Well, let me stop you there. I want to go back through the 10 points, and we can read more of that. But
yeah,
it's a spell. They've tried to hire thugs. They've tried to demonize the people. They've tried to make the cops scared of the public instead of not with the people as guardians and protectors in a very honorable, sacred position. And I am seeing with police and military, it's like the spell is breaking. It's like they're, what? I didn't know, Mike. It's like a spell, isn't it?
It is a spell, and it's their training, because when I was on the Phoenix Police Department, the sixth largest city in the United States, we had 2,600 men and women under arms, and we were taken in for in-service training repeatedly, and they were massaging our brains and brainwashing us about all these things, and I realized it because I was 32 when I went into law enforcement with these 20 and 21 year olds.
And you'd already been in the over in the Vietnam area, so you were already in
the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And so I was, and I'd been in business, too, after I got out of the Vietnam War in Washington, D.C., in Los Angeles, and did very, very well. And so I had a lot of background that these young 20 and 21-year-old kids didn't have. Some of them were still living home with their mom and dad at 20 and 21 years of age, and they would come in and brainwash us every day with statements like, you can't trust the American people out there to ever come to your aid. If you ever need help, you can only trust fellow officers.
While meanwhile, the media was demonizing, telling Americans it's not right to defend yourself, don't help cops, stand down, they'll handle it.
So,
brainwashing the public not to, you know, defend themselves or help the police and to stand down and then telling the cops the public won't help you. Go ahead.
That's right. And so when we were in the police academy, I was 32 years of age, praise God, and the other 20, 21-year-olds were in there. And every day somebody would come in, a captain or a major or somebody, and give us a statement that would separate us, psychologically separate us from the people. And I knew that that was absolutely wrong, and I didn't understand at that time, brother, why they were doing it. But later on, I discovered why.
All right, let's continue with that and go through the 10 points and then phone calls. Quickly, when we come back, we're going to go back through those points from oath-keepers.blogspot.com. We're at Infowars.com, waging war on the New World Order.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Cyrus Jones lived to 103, and 103 is just a little for little kids
Cyrus
forever.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So
Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave,
when you dig my grave,
make it shallow.
Would you make it shallow?
So
I can feel the rain. Grave digger.
I just want to thank God, and if you don't believe there's a God, you got a problem.
Mural stone wall.
The fool
hath
said in his heart,
she lost both of her babies.
There is no God. The fool.
You should never have to watch.
You have to say it in your heart, because your heart knows there is more than meets the eye. And we're being tested in this life. The Luciferian New World Order knows there's a God. That's why they try to teach you there isn't. But when you study them, they believe in good and evil. And they serve the God of this world. And I think, Jack, we should thank the creator of the universe right now here on air, because we're being given a chance to see what true evil is. We're being given a chance through myself, yourself, and millions of others who've spoken out to others. They're being given their chance to go against evil. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. They're being given their chance, aren't they, Jack? One life to live. People need to choose, don't they?
They surely do have to choose. Remember, in the Bible, God said, I'd rather you be hot or cold and not lukewarm. And most of our Christians across the nation go to church every week and warm a pew with their derriere, thinking that's what God meant by occupying the land until my return. They occupy a pew Sunday morning, and it's sad, but I think most of the Christians today, except for the ones that are waking up by the hundreds of thousands today, are the lukewarm Christians that he said he would spew out of his mouth. He would rather you be against him 100% or for him 100%, but not lukewarm. And so we've got to follow Psalms 94:16 in the Bible, where he said, rise up for me against the evildoers and stand up for me against the workers of iniquity. And that's what we haven't been doing, but are beginning to do now, Alex, thanks to you and others out there that are sounding the alarm. You are the watchmen on the wall that are blowing the trumpet and sounding the alarm as the enemy just doesn't approach. The enemy's here now and got his boot on our throat right now, our neck. And so praise God for Alex Jones and the outreach you have, brother. And I'm just so pleased to be on with you and tell you that we have a nation of sheep, which always results in a government of wolves. And this Oath Keepers is not a nation of sheep. They're not sheep. They're standing up, as God told us to do, against the evildoers and taking a stand. And it's very unhealthy in the military to do that. Pat Tillman did it, made the mistake of telling him over there in Afghanistan that he had discovered that we were only there protecting the opium fields, the crops that we planted 30% as much, or 30% more now,
It's actually 10 times now, Jack. It's actually 10 times now, but yeah, at the time.
Yeah,
I was listening to BBC Radio last week on my XM and then CBC Radio, and they had top government people from all these governments, including ours, admitting that, oh, our troops guard the poppy fields, but both reports, it's a talking point, said, well, we have to make the Afghans like us, but now there's, I mean, it's admitted they guard the drugs.
Yes, and Pat Tillman said he was going to come back and tell and going to take over the anti-war movement, and 3 days later he was shot 3 times in the forehead, perfect shot, and killed. And so you don't want to do that over there. You don't want to stand up and say, I know every day you tell us to shoot these little girls and little boys in the heads with our guns in Iraq, but I'm not going to do it anymore. And then you get suicided a few days later. That's what we've heard from 7 soldiers that have come back from Iraq.
Oh, that's why the suicides are 7 to 8 times any previous war, because they're killing people.
Yes, because they're suiciding them. They're taking them out, just like that little girl from Prescott, Arizona, the little Mormon girl that went in the Army and became an interpreter, and she went over and interpreted at these torture camps, and she got, in 2 days, she was so stressed out from watching the torture of these people having pliers put on their gonads and squeezed, and she said, I'm not doing this anymore, and I'm not going to do it. And so 2 days later, she shot herself in the head with her Army rifle, they say. But we know it was suicided by the military for her saying no.
Stay there. We're going to go over the points and take calls right now when we come back. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F-word, food. Food, the F-word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume your first favorite F-word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
again.
We'll ride again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
The bankman says he likes me.
Bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll rise again.
I hadn't seen Michelle in a few weeks. She just came in with her new baby. One of the ladies that's worked here. That's who we're doing this for, is children. All right, we are back live. I'm going to go back to Jack McClam just for briefly going over these points, and I promise we're going to all your calls. Okay, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this transmission possible. First off, it's a great new sponsor, pmemory.net, just an amazing system. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now. Try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? If you cannot recall it, then what's the point? School, a phenomenal memory. P, the letter P, memory.net. Proven results from one lesson, guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you read, what you really need, such as daily tasks, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. Great for homeschoolers and adults as well. School of Phenomenal Memory, www.pmemory.net. Another sponsor that makes this show possible, survivalistseeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their price of heirloom seeds at www.survivalistseeds.com. Now is the growing season. Get involved. Plus, it's a lot of fun. You're meant as a human being to garden. We're agrarian. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties. Just a massive package for a very low price. There's a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people who are interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their spring gardens. Freedom starts with action. Survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is how you survive the world economic collapse. We hope it doesn't happen. We hope it doesn't continue to get bad, but regardless, folks should get involved. Another great sponsor along the preparedness lines is Ecola Blue, EcolaBlue.com. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water, 7.5 gallons a day. The generator water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your source of clean drinking water. Learn more at Ecola Blue, ECOLOBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, or give them a call at 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And we really want to thank all our great sponsors, too. They make this transmission possible. And all the sponsors I endorse are sponsors I believe in. You hear me endorsing one, I believe it, I use it. Going back to Jack McClam. Jack, I want to just hurry through those 10 points again and just back up each one and then go to calls from the great folks at oath-keepers.blogspot.com, police and military saying they're not going along with the New World Order. Go over point one, pledge one.
Hey, pledge one, they say we will not obey any order to disarm the American people.
Okay, that has to be because they're training the police and military to confiscate guns. They're openly admitting it and saying they're gearing up, have massive gun bills introduced. So, again, they're responding to a real threat. Number two.
Yes, number two, we will not obey any order to conduct warrantless searches of the American people, their homes, their papers, vehicles, or effects.
All over the country, and I want you to respond to this, they're putting liaison, regular army, regular troops in the police departments. They're saying they're going to patrol America. This already started. The shooting in Alabama, they put regular army. We had the colonel on. They're acclimating everybody that this is happening. And in Iowa, they were going to do the drill till we stopped it, and they're still claiming they're going to do a scaled-down one of door-to-door asking if they can search for guns in people's homes. Go ahead.
Okay, number three, we will not obey any order to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to trial by military tribunals.
That's right. Underneath, through the Military Commissions Act, it says U.S. citizens can be secretly stripped, secretly arrested of rights, secretly tried by a kangaroo court, and secretly executed.
That's right. Absolutely, brother. And then number four, we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on a state or to enter with force into any state without the express consent and invitation of the state's legislature and governor.
That's the 9th and 10th Amendment. The feds are openly taking everything over. NORTHCOM admits that they're to take over governors and states and legislatures, and that the U.S. Congress is titular, vestigial, ceremonial under PDD 51, and that they're preparing to take over the states. So that's actually happening. We need to resist that. Go ahead. These are all violations of the oath if police and military do this. Go ahead.
Yes, and they say that this is an act of war. Each one of these orders are an act of war against the American people, and they are right.
Yep.
And it's treason, they say, too, in this article.
Continue.
Number five, we will not obey orders to invade or subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of the compact by which the state entered the Union.
And that's, again, 9th and 10th Amendment, Constitution, all the Federalist Papers. Please continue.
Number six, we will not obey any order to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant concentration camps.
And the feds admit, in Canada, the U.S., everywhere, England, they're all announcing that they're preparing to cordon and lock down cities, and the Army War College admits their main mission is engaging the American people in combat, high treason, so they're responding to that. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. Number seven, we will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. The pretext meaning a lie here.
Yeah, well, they always say, oh, it's going to be fun camps for your safety with nightly movies and local preachers are going to be in them, and it's because everything's collapsing and we're doing this for your own good. Continue.
Right. Number eight, we will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil during or against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain control during an emergency or under any other pretext. We will consider such use of foreign troops against our people to be an invasion and an act of war.
All right.
And they say they're going to stand up with the people and fight against the foreign troops.
Now, again, going back at least a decade, they signed open documents to use Mexican, Canadian, Czech Republic, Dutch troops, British troops, Australian troops. I've been to the urban warfare drills to take over the U.S. Then early last year, about a year and a half ago, or about a year and 2 months ago, was in the Toronto Star everywhere. Congress said, what are you doing? The Canadian government said, what are you doing? We control this. The military announced they're going to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S. and vice versa, and now it's openly being announced. Please continue.
Okay, number nine. We will not obey any orders to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext whatsoever.
And that's in the executive orders to put you in force work brigades, even if you've done nothing, confiscate your food. Obama's saying they're building medical centers at the FEMA camps now. He's announced that. This is really happening. They blow everything out that make you accept martial law for safety. Let's do the last one.
Okay, the last one. We will not obey any orders which infringe on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, and to petition their government for the redress of grievances.
Absolutely. Will not suppress free speech and political action, which the police have been trained to do everywhere with free speech zones and more. Let's go to phone calls with Officer Jack McClam. Oh, before we do that, we're going to plug at the end your address if folks want to support you or get the Aid and Abet newsletter, and you need support, folks. What did you see this New World Order film? I mean, he's running out of the little area in a trailer and reaching hundreds of thousands of police and military worldwide. He needs more support. But just right now, fire out Jack McClam, like a lamb. Just Google Jack McClam, and they can find your website.
Okay, yes, it's www.jackmclamb, just like a lamb, L-A-M-B, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, .org. And that's how you go to our police and website, Police and Military Against the New World Order, www.jackmclamb.org.
Let's put up jackmclamb.org on screen for folks at prisonplanet.tv. Let's go to phone calls. Jim in Georgia, you're on the air. Jim, welcome.
Yeah, Alex, it's thanks to men like you is where I'm at today. And hello, Jack, this is Jim in Georgia. You know, this is outrageous what they're doing to our freedoms. I was arrested, Jack. You remember, I talked to you a couple of months or two ago. I was arrested with 12 officers, 6 police vehicles, in Columbia County, Georgia, because I flew an upside-down American flag and was held for 11 hours on election night because I dared to say the emperor had no clothes, because I dared to open my eyes to people like Alex Jones and with Jason Burmis is why I'm at where I'm at today. But at the same time, I am an ex-neocon, but Alex Jones has opened my eyes.
And by the way, when the country is in crisis, you're supposed to fly the flag upside down.
That's right.
I've seen all these news articles. I think I saw yours. Ron Paul signs, they knock the door down without a warrant, beat people up, upside down flags, they come and arrest people. Tell folks what happened to you.
What happened to me is I walked in on election day, first to vote with my .40 caliber Glock holster with a copy of the Constitution in it. Our most powerful weapon against a tyrant is the Constitution properly enforced, with some teeth behind it. My upside down flag, my Fire Congress shirt. I was told I couldn't go in with my Fire Congress shirt. I'm gonna wrap it up real quick. So, I didn't make an issue of it. I went back to the car, came back with my Stop the North America Union shirt. I went in, I voted, no incident. I said, okay, this is pretty cool. So then I went to the big voting booth, precinct, and flew my flag up out of my sunroof. And, of course, a lady came up to me, asked me why. So I basically tried to explain her why. I saw her, she became alarmed because she saw my, gun holster on my seat, my ass baton, which I carry for personal, safety. I told her I was an ex-cop. My brother and my dad are veterans. But then I thought there was no problem. I pull out. I'm blue lighted. 6 police cars, 12 officers. They search my car, take pictures of my car, and I'm a proud member of the American Resistance Movement. Chuck Norris is 100% right. There are thousands of groups out there. Because I'm going to tell you, I talk to militia groups every day, every week, other members of the American Resistance Movement, and there's thousands of groups, individuals and autonomous groups out there. And I just want to say, there were 1 million Persians, but they lost 20,000 people as they tried to disarm 300 Spartans. Jack, 80 million lawful gun owners will resist even harder. That we promise. All I can say to the New World Order that wants to disarm God-fearing American patriots, come and get them, because we want peace. But if you want to repeat actions of the past, it'll also repeat the same reactions. And Jack, I've been following you for 20 years. I encourage everyone to check you out. And by the way, email me, Jack. I want to get you on my show. Alex, I God bless you, man. Your video, I just saw it last night. The Obama deception thing coming out. You're definitely got a red dot on you, Alex. I'm proud that you're willing to take the stand, step forward. And it's people like you that are going to make the impact.
Well, sir, there is no other choice, Jim. I have to do it. I'm not doing anything special or good. It is what I have to do to survive. When you're under attack, you got to fight back. Thank you, Jim. They've given us nowhere to run. You know, we can't even back off. They got us in a corner here.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. He's a fighter, too, Alex. Praise God. There's a lot of fighters out there.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Brad in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Jack. Thank you for taking my call. I ordered a copy of the Obama Deception at Infowars.com. Look forward to getting it. I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to comment on the film. But my question is in regard to you speak of mass extermination of persons. My question is this. If it, and I do agree with you, but if it is in fact a plan, left to pay the global taxes, who's left to rule over?
No. You have to understand. It's a process, sir. Look at Africa, where some countries 45%, die of AIDS. That's putting the vaccines they've been caught. So in third world nations, in some cities in India, they sterilize more than half the women. The government just came and grabbed them to get IMF and World Bank money. It isn't my opinion. It's State Department Memorandum 200, 1973, declassified 1992, Dr. Henry Kissinger, CIA directive, main U.S. policy. It is the 1996 and others, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, saying they want to get a world government in and then with soft kill weapons, with one child policies, get rid of us. It's to be phased in. People say, well, there's, 6.5 billion people. Where's the population reduction? Black men at Tuskegee, killing our troops with chemical biological testing.
Yeah.
Cancer going from 1 in 33 to now 1 in, your wife almost died of it, to 1 in 3 getting it, now about to be 1 in 2, diabetes, 1 in 20, now 1 in 4. All of this is happening, so they want to get their world government in, their cashless society tracker card when you buy and sell RFID, face scan tracked. Then once everything's locked down, then they're going to hit us with the mass exterminations. You understand?
I do, but I'm left asking myself the question, you know, who's left to control, and aren't the masses needed to, you know, by the elite?
That's why all the top futurists and all the top globalists, and it's in my film Endgame, we show their quotes, you know, Wired Magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, the elite, you know, Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, I'm just giving you a few examples, there's hundreds, in 99, goes to an elite conference of 200 IT company owners. This guy's a multi-billionaire on Sun Microsystems. And the elite are there saying, we don't need manufacturers or people anymore. We're making a decision whether everyone will just be killed or, you know, how many people we're going to keep. I mean, sir, this is openly discussed everywhere. Jack McClam, you want to explain it?
That's right, brother. It is true. And just recently, our military intel people gave us a report here that China is talking about coming in now with biological weapons and dropping them on the American people to take over America and killing all the people in America. And believe me, that they are controlled by the New World Order. China is. And we know that. And so, but anyway, they're thinking of biologicals to take us out. America is hated by the international criminal elite because we are so in love with freedom, and we've had such freedom, that they can't stand us. We're not like the Australians or the English or so forth. We've had freedom, great freedom here, and we're a real problem for them.
Jack, your phone's getting worse and worse. I may reconnect you in the last segment. Thank you, caller. Yeah, it's okay. Listen, Times of London, U.S. warships head for South China Sea after standoff. The political conflict is brewing last night in the South China Sea, and Obama is sending a bunch of warships there because of the Chinese threatening the ships.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's all just a ploy. I think the Chinese are under the control of the international criminal elite, and they're going to do exactly what they're told to do to America. And this is just ploys that they do to make it look like we're fighting each other and that we're having contentious situations with
that's like
other.
That surveillance plane where they didn't follow the procedure, even though they had 20 minutes to do it, to flood the acid into the computers. They just gave China that computer. Thank you, caller. We're gonna take a few final calls in the final segment right now coming up with Jack McClam. We'll also give you his address, so be ready for that, and of course the website jackmclam.org, right, Jack?
All right.
All right. We're gonna dial you back during the break, though. Your phone's really breaking up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stay with me.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live 4 hours a day. For like 12 years, I did it 3 hours a day. It takes some time getting used to that. Now almost a year going 4 hours a day. And don't forget, I'll be live this Sunday here in Austin, Texas. It's syndicated across the country and on the web at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Defending liberty, resisting tyranny. I love it. Take a few final calls here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Daryl in Texas. You're on the air with Jack McLam.
Howdy.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Mr. McLam, I would like you to talk to the other police officers out there that are listening and give them some advice on the following, and that is, when they are faced with a situation that is, they're asked to enforce an unconstitutional act, what is a method they can follow? Such as, on my job, usually I will go to my immediate supervisor for satisfaction out of courtesy, but if it is an issue that I feel is very important, I can very well go over his head to my director. So that is one thing I would like you to talk about, just, as far as I want to recommend everybody in the audience, I'm sure everybody knows two people. I just got my mother and my sister on board. Everybody probably knows at least two people that listen to Alex already and that they can become members of Prison Planet, and then we can triple this thing. Alex, great job. I'm looking for some more money bombs and maybe even a money bomb for Ramos Campion and the farmer down in Texas that's being sued, and he has to pay like a $70-something fine. Appreciate it, man. Much love.
Thank you so much. Jack, briefly, to officers out there, there's no doubt the globalists are wicked and setting up a new world order. They admit it now. All your intelligence reports for years said we were crazy. It wasn't real. Now it's all admitted. I mean, they got to get off the fence, don't they?
That's right. They have to take a side. They have to choose a side, and the side that the international on will enslave their own children and their own families. So there's no other choice to make than the side of the people in the Constitution. But I want to tell the man that called in that officers have great leeway when they're on the streets and they're in doing their duties every day. They can make their own decisions of what they want to do. I remember when we would pull over patriots and a guy would call in for backups, and we'd come, and he'd have a gun on the front seat, and it was perfectly legal in Phoenix for him to have a gun on the front seat, but the officers were trained that patriots are bad, so they said, we're going to tell a lie, we're going to say that his coat was over the gun and do him for a felony because he's a patriot. And I said, no way, you're not going to do that. If you do, I'm going to tell on you. And I'm not taking I'll take the witness stand against you when you get on the witness stand and lie against him and tell him it wasn't true. And so they didn't do it. And that's what we need, officers to stand up and say,
But then they came after you.
Criminal act.
But then they came after you. I'm sorry to Daryl, Bob, and Ronnie. We're out of time. Rebroadcast with Chuck Norris and Bob Chapman and all this, a lot of key info, new revelations on the federally written state police documents saying all patriots are terrorists. Give folks your address for people that want to support you, Jack McLam, or get the newsletter.
Okay, yes, you can go to www.jackmclamb, no break in it, just McLamb, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like a lamb.
And it's got your address and stuff right there.
.org, and it has our address and phone number right there.
All right, Jack, I want to thank you for spending time. This was a perfect show to have you on today, and we'll talk to you soon. And you ought to call the C-Think folks at IFC and ask for a copy of the film. It's amazing. Take care, buddy.
Hey, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, the New World Order premiering here in Austin this week is the main selection of South by Southwest. The Obama Deception's out. Get it on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Great job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.